you'll get a lunch there eventually. Lee, I wish you all the very best. People can get in touch with you at the Lookalike Agency. Really appreciate that. He is the Jamie Foxx lookalike, who is basically having a darn good time there. Really appreciate you joining us. Apologies for the quality of the phone line there. So talking of lookalikes, John Holmes has just walked into the studio. Who do you look like, John?
Well, that's for you to decide. But
just a very, very small bit of man.
Well, that's not what I look like. That's what I am.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
I mean, you know, you're mixing up what what I actually am with what I might look like. You know, but it's not... Well, I don't know. What are you... I mean, come on. Pick a celebrity.
What? I'm just trying to think. We used to play a game with fat lookalikes, and I always thought I could be a fat posh spice, but like a really fat posh spice. A fat posh spice who's actually had a meal in the last 10 years. That's apparently someone said I look like, which I find. I remember
I think I look like Baby Spice a little bit.
Do you know what? It's uncanny. Yeah,
I know. Now I've said it, isn't
now
it?
Now you... Oh, my
Look,
God.
Yes.
I mean, her beard, she obviously, she shaves that off.
Yeah.
Grows the hair out and has it long and blonde. But, yeah. I mean, other than that, but I would say...
Pretty much dead ringer for her.
I mean, spitting.
Yeah.
Absolutely spitting. What's coming up on your show?
Well, there'll be no spitting, I hope.
But
there will be... or anything else. The High Priest Vexen Le Crowley joins us. He's from the Temple of Mephistopheles in Hendon, of course. He'll be here with his thought for the day for Satanists.
I like the of course in that sense.
Well, of course. I mean, you know how it is, Julia. Other programmes get their pause for thoughts, don't they? And their moments to step off the world.
Thoughts of the day. I hate that.
Exactly. But the thing is, it's all the same on the other networks, isn't it? It's all for Christians and Imams and Jews. What we like to do is do it for people who don't normally get a look at diversity, you see. We do it for people who worship the devil. Thought for the
Absolutely.
Day for Satanists.
Absolutely. What about witchy grub worshippers?
If you like.
We could do that.
Do you worship what?
No, my father once filled out a form in a hospital, though, many years ago. They said, what's your religion? He said, none. They wouldn't put that down. They wouldn't accept it. So he said, atheist. They said, no, we don't accept that. It has to be religion. So he went, all right, I'm a witchy grub worshipper. On an official NHS form somewhere, he is a witchy grub worshipper.
Well, that's marvellous news.
Well, you should get them in.
Yeah.
I think they exist.
Do they? Is it not just him?
No, I think no. Okay, I think they're, well, he's already the high priest now, obviously.
He wrote down witchy grub worshipper, and they went, well, I think we know what department he's got to go to.
Yeah. No, don't worry about the operation, sir. We'll get the psychiatrist in white coats in. Thank you very much. John Holmes, of course, with you in just a couple of moments on Talk Radio. I'll be back with you at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Have a lovely day.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Some people believe that hybrid cars are expensive. Then again, some people also believe that aliens built the pyramids. UFOs make crop circles. No one's ever won the lottery. The Earth is actually flat. Bigfoot, Nessie and the Abominable Snowman. Oh, and we never went to the moon, which incidentally is a hologram. So, you can't believe everything you hear now, can you? But the Toyota Yaris Hybrid is available with 0% APR representative, £900 towards your deposit and 3 years free servicing. Fact. Finance deposit allowance available when financed flexibly through Toyota Financial Services. 3 years free servicing up to 30,000 miles. Indemnities may be required. Subject to status to over 18s. Terms and conditions apply. Excludes active. Nessie isn't real.
What do I really want from life?
I want to see the world. Find some real adventure.
I want to make a difference. Do something that actually matters.
I want to see what I'm made of. Properly make the family proud.
I want to master a new skill. A new challenge. Could even earn myself some extra cash. But who's got time for that?
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 You do. For as little as 19 days of your year, you can become a better you. Search Army Reserve. Army, be the best.
Let's start the meeting with a round of quick-fire questions. Whoever gets the most correct answers gets tomorrow off. First question, what's the most efficient way to manage our expenses?
Concur.
How can you capture supplier invoices electronically and manage approvals from anywhere?
Concur.
By switching to blank, we now have the tools that give us full visibility into company spend.
Concur.
Bob, you're the winner. You get tomorrow off.
But tomorrow's Saturday.
A deal's a deal.
Oh.
Expense, travel, invoice. Learn more at concur.co.uk. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
And a good afternoon to you. It is 1 o'clock. One of the actual clock. I'm John Holmes. It's Thursday. Here's Victoria. She's got news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, change at the BBC. Bank warns against Brexit. And find out Patrick Stewart's odd X-Men keepsake.
Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. New government plans have revealed the BBC will keep its licence fee, which will be extended to iPlayer. The Culture Secretary also says the corporation will lose the power to regulate itself for the first time in 90 years. Instead, Ofcom will become its new standards watchdog, while the National Audit Office will look after its finances. Damian Collins, who sits on the government's Culture, Media and Sports Committee, has told Talk Radio the BBC will remain in control of its own content.
People love the BBC. It is it's a fantastic national institution, and the person that will remain in charge of it in terms of its editorial output will remain the Director General. So the Secretary of State isn't going to be deciding on the Saturday schedule. All those decisions remain with the BBC. But what we want after transmission is the ability for the Audit Office to say, do they use the money wisely? And for Ofcom to say, are they doing their job well? Is their output distinctive?
The Bank of England has just issued an unprecedented warning about the risks of the UK leaving the EU. Governor Mark Carney says a Brexit could materially lower UK growth and lead to quick falls in the value of the pound.
The recent behaviour of the foreign exchange market suggests that were the UK to vote to leave the EU, sterling's exchange rate would fall further, perhaps sharply. This would likely be consistent with changes to some of the real fundamentals that drive sterling, including the terms of trade, productivity and risk premium.
The announcement comes as the Bank of England kept the base rate of interest unchanged at 0.5%. An official report says migrants coming to the UK for short periods is the reason why there's a gap between immigration figures and the number registered to work. The difference had sparked claims that immigration from the European Union may be underestimated. Royal Bank of Scotland has drawn up plans to cut 200 jobs as it reduces the number of branches it has. The bank intends to get rid of office roles in Scotland, Wales or South West England. Amy, waiting times figures in England are the worst on record. 87% of patients were seen within a four-hour target in March. The aim is to process 95% in that time frame. And Sir Patrick Stewart has revealed a rather bizarre memento from his time working on the X-Men films. The Star Trek actor has admitted he kept a bag of James McAvoy's hair as a keepsake. McAvoy, who plays Professor Charles Xavier, had to go bold for the role in the latest edition of the franchise, what? X-Men Apocalypse.
What?
Patrick Stewart has a bag of James McAvoy's hair. Fact.
Okay. That's not weird, is it?
Yes, John, it is weird.
Would you like some of my hair?
Definitely not.
Okay. It's 3 minutes past one. Have you got some weather?
Yeah.
Talk Radio, national weather.
Hold on, then.
Dry and fine for most, but a few showers are possible.
Would
mainly
you like
across
my hair?
No! Mainly across southwestern England and Wales, turning cooler and cloudier across northeastern areas, warm with highs of 23 degrees.
It's not from my head.
It's even worse.
Okay. It's sport. Is it who wants to, is it going to be Ben or is it going to be Moose? Which is it?
I've seen Ben in the office, so right. I'm going Ben.
You're going Ben?
I think it would have been Moose, but then things happen, so maybe it will
be
Ben.
What do you mean things happen?
Well,
they fell in love.
I was talking to Moose earlier about why he does more bulletins now and Ben's just being really lazy.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, if things haven't changed, then I'll just do Ben's first one for him, and then he's got more time to prepare. But then I saw there was a breaking a sports story, which
right.
I didn't pay attention to.
Obviously.
And, because I didn't have to do that.
No.
And, so...
I mean, this is now turning into a good anecdote, certainly. Well, I mean, eventually, when you work it up into one, you come back. Don't
I've lost interest.
Okay, fine. Here's Ben or Moose with the sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Hey! Good afternoon. Tottenham have rewarded head coach Mauricio Pochettino with a new 5-year deal. It'll commit the Argentinian to the club until 2021. Spurs are guaranteed a top 3 finish in the Barclays Premier League this season and have Champions League football to look forward to in the next campaign. Sheffield United have been given permission to talk to Northampton boss Chris Wilder. The Sky Bet League One outfit sacked Nigel Atkins this morning after he led the side to an 11th place finish in the table. Wilder guided Northampton to the Sky Bet League 2 title. Oh. Hearts defender Callum Patterson and Rangers midfielder Barry McKay are in line for Scotland debuts after making the squad for their friendlies against Italy and France. Crystal Palace midfielder James McArthur returns from injury. Boss Gordon Strachan says he's left out Celtic and Aberdeen players to let them prepare for European qualifiers with their clubs.
Yeah.
Finally, cricket and uncapped duo James Vince and Jake Ball have both made England's squad for the first test with Sri Lanka at Headingley next week.
Wrap it up.
That's your latest sports news powered by Talk Sports.
Thank you, Ben. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. Let's do some radio programme.
Talk Radio.
Coming up, on Sky.
A ruthless attorney.
What we do has consequences.
And a self-made billionaire.
When did it become a crime to succeed in this country?
Go head to head.
He's an icon of the wealth of our age, and he is a fraud.
In New York's cutthroat world of high finance.
You sending me messages? Because I'm here.
Billions. Starring Emmy Award winners Paul Giamatti and Damian Lewis. Starts tonight at 9, exclusively on Sky Atlantic.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Previously on the John Holmes Show.
And you're listening to the radio that is two ex-offenders in a pantomime cow outfit being racist to the Chinese. I am Lenny Henry.
Good morning. Afternoon.
Oh, God. It's Johnny. He is a
flashing penis.
Talking crap. Where's my BAFTA? We should see an end to bottom. We don't have to pay them. A man saved by cake, got his arm trapped behind a rock.
I think they are an abomination.
We're all British, so we have to, yeah.
Central bank green shoots to be nurtured to saw through it with some beef jerky. And legislation's just coming in that ships have to carry... the other rules of a hot tub. And that's stupid as well, because this isn't a proper job, is it?
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Radio. Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
So, good afternoon then, and here we are once more in the playground of the broken hearts. One more experience, one more entry in a diary self-penned. That's Marillion, script for Jester's Tear, 1983. Deal with it. By the way, I'm sorry we started a little late there today, but I'm afraid what happened was... is that the program wasn't wearing high heels. So when we arrived, when we started, a manager came in, like Denny, and he said that it couldn't be broadcast unless it was wearing the right uniform, which is high heels for all the programs at Talk Radio, and he just sent the program home. And I'll be honest, though, we did complain, and so management have agreed to change their policy, and the program is now wearing flats. Anyway, hello, I am a human man by the name of Jonathan Richard Holmes. This is Talk Radio in the afternoons, 1 till the 4 o'clock. On the day that, as you've been hearing, the BBC gets a government overhaul with the news as well that presenter salaries are to be revealed. So we thought it was only fair that we do the same here in the commercial sector. So I've got just a few here to read out to you. Let's start with Sam Delaney. Sam Delaney from Talk Radio, of course, he's on after us at 4 o'clock. He gets whatever he likes because, and I quote, he knows people. Paul Ross in the Breakfast programme, he's on performance-related pay. Doesn't get anything. Julia Hartley Brewer, very specific contract, Julia Hartley Brewer. She says that she must receive a sacrificial producer each day delivered to her house in the forest, which is made of cakes and sweets and UKIP leaflets, where she bundles the producer into the oven and then uses their blood in her spells. She also gets a chauffeured broom to work. I, however, do it for the biggest reward of all, the greatest reward of all, which is love. So what's coming up on today's show, I Hear You Cry?
What's coming up on today's show?
I can hear you cry.
What's coming up on today's show?
Thank you. Headline Hijack, of course, on the way very shortly. Victoria's mouth is simply waiting for something to be popped in it. And that something should be made up words. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
For your fibs, your fabrications and your fakery, a news lie written by you gets inserted where the sun don't shine. If indeed your definition of where the sun don't shine is the news at 2 p.m. There will be another inductee into the Lonely Lunch Club. Well, why not get in touch for that? Get on the list as well for membership of the Tupperware Hall of Despair. It's if you're eating lunch alone at all, under any circumstances, We will play your virtual colleague and or friend or both. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word lunch.
Also today there is a visit from the friend of the show, Vexen Le Crowley. He's the high priest, of course, of the Temple of Mephistopheles in Hendon. He'll be here with his thoughts for the day for Satanists. There's the news in haikus. We go out onto the streets, back out onto the streets, to find out what the people think. What do the people think? Today the people think, what do they think? Do they think cushions or monkeys? What do you think? Do you think cushions or do you think monkeys? Let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word cushion or monkeys.
There's work experience punditry today. Geeky crap. Gadgets and such like. Who's doing that today?
Sean.
New boy Sean. A showbiz roundup with a man from Talk Sport who knows nothing about sport, has precisely no interest in it. The big debate at three. The diversity paper review today. It's a brown one. Plus, it's Thursday, so of course it's the return of nobody's favourite radio quiz, in which other presenters are tested as to their knowledge of Talk Radio breakfast man Paul Ross. It's Paul Rossmaster coming at around 3:30. Ginger Dave is not producing. He's in Wales, where he considers students to be plentiful. Also, Asprod Cass is not, here's a revelation, not through the glass. In fact, she's not here at all. She's off as well. So we welcome, new to the show, producer Ricky. Hello, Ricky.
Hello.
Hello, Ricky.
Hello,
what
John.
Do you normally do?
What are you?
What am I? I'm normally with the lovely Sam Delaney.
Sam Delaney.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Fine. How's that?
Yeah, he's all right. He just shouts his name, doesn't he?
He does do that, yeah.
That's
right.
All he does.
Yeah. Do you want to shout your name so we know who you are?
Hello, I'm Ricky Freelove.
That's a good impression.
Of himself?
No, of Delaney.
Oh, fine. Right, so Ricky is shouting. Chloe is on buttons.
Yeah.
Victoria is so money news market.
All right.
Paid intern Cornelius.
Hello.
Doesn't have to disclose his salary because the word salary there is overly optimistic. Paid intern Cornelius is, like off of the news, going to do the show in high heels. Are you wearing high heels, Victoria?
No, these are really flat.
Oh, get out there.
Should have got me yesterday
just,
to do this.
Just give me one of those. Swap. Go and get,
buckle on.
Put those shoes on. Put those shoes on. He's got to do the show in ladies' shoes. Chloe, what are you wearing? High heels. No, you can't. Chloe. Oh, there we go. That's one ladies' shoe. Two ladies' shoe. Pop them on.
What size are your feet, Cornelius?
They're too big.
Because he's got miniature baby feet.
He has.
No, they are.
Because he's a man child.
There you go.
Walk up and down in them a bit.
Don't ruin them.
That's the uniform. It's not my rules.
The buckle doesn't fit.
The this is like the worst version of Cinderella I've ever been party to.
I can't do it.
Just walk up and down.
It's not physical.
Just walk up.
Try. On your tippy toes.
That is the weirdest thing I've ever seen. So hello then, welcome indeed. I'm John Holmes. It's your Thursday afternoon Talk Radio show from Talk Radio. That actually looked quite good, but I can never unsee it. 13 minutes past 1 o'clock. Let us, as usual, us, start with some music.
Taken long ago. If I can change, I hope. hope I never know. I still press your letters to my lips and cherish them in parts of me. Savor every kiss. I couldn't face a life without your lights. But all of that was ripped apart.
And that. Actually, I'm not going to tell you who that is because it's not. Doesn't sound like the sound you'd associate with this band. I'm going to listen to a bit more of it, then pop quiz, hot shot. So, Cornelius, ask me why I'm playing this.
Why the hell, John? Why are you,
yes,
John Holmes,
correct,
of Talk Radio,
yeah, that's me,
playing this?
Do you know what it even is?
No.
No? Well, you know, listen to the sound of it. What band do you think that might be? That's,
Bon Jovi?
No.
I know it's not Bon Jovi.
It's not Bon Jovi, no. Well, let me tell you, because I'll tell you who it is. Slipknot.
What?
Listen. That's the noise of Slipknot.
That doesn't sound like Slipknot.
Oh no, that's the point.
They're not screaming.
Yeah.
They normally scream.
Well, you know, at the moment, you see, there's a penchant, isn't there, for screamy bands to do a ballad. You know how Disturbed have done the cover of Sound of Silence.
Yeah.
Well, that's an old Slipknot song. It's called Snuff, but it doesn't sound like Slipknot, which is the reason I like it. But why am I playing Slipknot? You probably want to know that, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Why are you playing Slipknot?
Because they dress as clowns.
They don't.
They do.
Are you sure this is Slipknot?
Yes, they dress, they have masks, don't they?
So, they're not very clowny masks.
They
they're like monsters.
Yeah, monster clowns.
Is it?
Yeah.
Are they supposed to be clowns?
Well, not all of them. They have different things, don't they? One with the funny hair thing and the spiky teeth. And then there's an evil clowns, if there's any other kind. Don't they?
I'm not too sure.
Anyway, monster clowns. Anyway, the reason I'm playing it, right, is because of today's big story.
What's that? Don't do that.
Okay. It's this that everyone's talking about, right? The big story is this. Clown knocks out father of two in circus trick gone wrong. Right. Fair enough. A father was knocked out cold by a clown at a circus show after a stunt went wrong. Right. A man was pulled out of the crowd by a clown, and then there was a stunt where the clown was going to flip over the man's shoulder, but knocked him unconscious. Just knocked him out. And they've said they've apologised for the, quote, technical hitch. Right. And they've offered him a refund. They knocked him out cold. And he's gone, it could have broken my spine off. Right? And they just hoisted me up and took me off unconscious. What if I was damaged? And then he said, they've been offered free tickets to the next show. Is he going? Yes, he is. He said, he's going to go back. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
But this is, this is just the next in the long line of clown attacks, isn't it? Right, you've read about this anyway.
Oh,
you know,
every day, John. Seems like now.
Apparently, this clown, when he flipped the bloke up to knock him unconscious, just shouted "Allah Akbar."
Really?
Yeah, it's just clown terrorism. This, and there are pockets now of clown terror cells springing up, and the clown alert has been raised to critical.
Really?
Because people don't like clowns, do they?
No.
So we are going to be discussing this next, the big story, the rise of clown terrorism, on Talk Radio next. It's the job of Ricky. Ricky? Hi, Ricky.
Yes, John.
Hi.
Hi.
Now, what normally happens here is I'll say to Ask Prodcast, who is ordinarily through the glass, but today it's you, that she has to get some kind of guest.
Yeah.
So I'd like to, we need some kind of guest.
Okay.
That you have to track down and book within the next 2 minutes.
Do you want me to sort you one out?
Yeah. Just okay. To, I mean, you know, I don't know, a clown?
A clown.
A clown.
Okay. A terror clown.
Or someone who's unconscious would be good for this story.
What about a Scottish one?
Is he unconscious?
I'll find out.
Okay, fine. Right, so we talk to either an unconscious man or a clown next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.
Believe in yourself, in your talent, your powers, your abilities. Believe you can step up, juggle life with study, keep going. Believe you can do it. Tell yourself it is possible and know you will succeed. 79% of the Open University students we asked said the OU will help them fulfil their career goals. We can help you with yours too, if you believe. Take the first step today by texting OU to 60261 for a free Open University Get Started guide.
Hello, Dad's taxi.
Hi, I'd like to make a booking for tonight. Don't know when, in town, somewhere hard to find, but wait in the car. And you'll need to take Vicky home, she'll be crying, but don't say anything because you're so embarrassing.
Fed up with ferrying them around? If yours is over 18, they can get their very own C1 with Citroën Simply Drive, including 3 years insurance and everything they need for the road, for one monthly payment. Get your own car back with Citroën Simply Drive. TCs and excess mileage charges apply. Telematics box required, underwritten by UK Insurance Limited. Citroën UK Limited is a credit broker. The lender is Citroën Financial Services.
Citroën. The George Spring Sale is here. There's up to half price on a wide range of women's, men's and kids' clothing. So the whole family can look gorgeous this season. Hurry before it's over. Shop the sale online now at george.com and in store from Thursday. George, exclusively at Asda. Selected lines and stores subject to availability. Online delivery charges may apply.
TradePoint, we've got a great range of top trade paint brands, including Leyland, Valspar and Dulux. Plus loads more, stocked in volume, in store, at low trade prices. Check out our biggest trade paint shop at your local TradePoint counter today. Trade brands, trade prices, trade only.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The A1M in North Yorkshire. Northbound delays. There's barrier repairs between Junction 44 Branham and Junction 45 at Boston Spa. The outside lane is closed. Queues on the northbound M6 in Staffordshire after an accident between Junction 12 Gailey and 13 at Stafford. And in Kent, the A2 Watling Street. There's an accident between the Northfleet Turn and Gravesend along Watling Street, so eastbound delays. And the northbound M3 in Hampshire. One lane now closed near Junction 13 with an accident there. I'm Dave Stanford.
The Brothers Gould on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Two brothers separated at birth to live worlds apart on the opposite sides of broadcasting. One is a well-managed, sharp-dressed dot-com billionaire.
The Stilton's awfully nice.
The other is a down-on-his-luck radio producer who makes Columbo look like George Clooney.
Just one more thing.
Suspend your disbelief. The Brothers Gould are here.
All right, man.
Oh, do stop it, Ash.
The Brothers Gould, featuring Johnny Gould and Ash.
Tonight from 7
on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. Very quickly, a couple of your reactions that are coming in. Don't forget you can react at us if you do have a reaction that you'd like to react in this direction. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Cornelius, who's reacted to what?
Liz says all Chinese people are really rude. Yes. And Russell Howard's PR said they don't want to make a thing of it, but if it happens again, there will be problems.
Thanks very much. Clowns. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about clowns. For a clown has knocked out a father of two in a circus trick gone wrong. Is this now reason enough to raise the clown threat level to critical in the UK? That's the question we're asking this afternoon. On the telephone line now, I understand we do have a clown. Is that Bubbles the clown?
Yep, it is indeed.
Hello, Bubbles. Where are you? Where do you ply your clown trade, Bubbles?
In the Highlands of Scotland.
Highlands of Scotland. Is there much call for clowning in the Highlands of Scotland?
Yep, people are always having parties and celebrations, yep.
Splendid. How long have you been doing it?
This is my 20th year.
Oh, wow. Very experienced. Okay, so, I mean, are clowns a very real threat?
There are less than 2,000 full-time clowns in the whole world, so not really.
Right, but that's, I mean, it doesn't sound like a lot, but they're capable of doing a lot of damage, as we've been hearing in this story, haven't we?
Yeah, it's quite a rare thing, I think.
I mean, I don't. Yeah. I think 2,000 clowns, you could probably... That is a clown army, isn't it? I mean,
if you compare it to the amount of politicians we have, they can do a lot more damage.
Well, they're exactly. And this is where politics and clowning combine, of course, because... I mean, let me give you some examples. We've heard of these, and you can either confirm or deny, I know. Cells of clowns, training camps, where they learn to make custard pies... They learn to squirt water from painted flowers and juggling. This is the rise of what they're calling Pisces, I think. I mean, what's your thought on the clown training camps?
They call it prison, don't they?
Well, if you're suggesting that clowns are all ex-offenders, then that's...
Well, it's amazing what you can learn in prison these days.
It's a frightening thought, isn't it? If we do start putting clowns away for this... this terror attacks, then, you know, the prison is a breeding ground for clowns. We're hearing that now. Let me talk about this. There's, the belief that when, the clowns believe, am I right, that when they go to heaven, there'll be 72 tightrope walkers. I mean, we are laughing, but it's a serious subject, isn't it? The clown, you know, the threat of clown terror groups now. I mean, this man who's been knocked out, I mean, that's just the beginning of it, isn't it?
A terror group. Do you think he did it on purpose, really?
Well, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, they'd say not, but they've got, you know, they've got... Basically, look, what we know is of clowns is that they want all the whole world to become clowns and to believe in the clown way of life, don't they?
What we want to do is make people happy.
Exactly. Yes, and some people just want to be miserable, don't they?
They do indeed, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, think about the time, I mean, this is just from the news, obviously, but the time those clowns drove their cars into the Twin Towers. Do you remember that?
Mm,
I mean,
yeah.
Obviously nothing happened. The doors just fell off. But it gave Al-Qaeda the idea, didn't it?
Mm.
You know, and that you have to trace that back through history. There's the police went after the, you know, you remember that in London, went after a clown on the underground, didn't they?
Mm,
and
yeah,
they
yeah.
shot a man.
Shot dead. Yeah.
But it wasn't even turned out to be mistaken identity. It wasn't a clown at all. It was a man wearing a red nose for comic relief.
Yeah.
Wasn't it? I mean, it's a shocking. I'm getting there's text coming in, Bubbles, actually. We've got here. Apparently, and you can confirm or deny this, they're teaching circus skills now in primary schools in Birmingham. Is that true?
They're teaching circus skills in all schools.
What? Right, I know. And this is why the government are concerned, I suppose. The advice as well, this is, as they've raised the level up, the advice, if you see a pair of unattended big floppy shoes... do alert either a member of British Transport Police or... this is obviously on public transport, of course. An indiscriminate clown attacks we're getting here. Just balancing... This is, I mean, people's texting in. Balancing members of the public on their shoulders and dropping them unconscious. I mean, you know, Bubbles, it's... I mean, what's your advice, Bubbles? What's your advice?
Well, from a clown point of view, we get it the other way around because... People often come up to us and try to give us their kids because they say, can I get a balloon for my son?
Yeah.
You know, and we tend to advise them that, you know, the hotels have baby changing rooms. They can swap their kids in there if they want.
Yeah. I mean, that's shocking. Bubbles, thanks for talking to us. That's Bubbles, a clown. He's a clown. That's not his real name, by the way. Being part of a clown terror group, he wanted to remain anonymous. But you heard it from him, though. You know, there are now examples of children being swapped for there are circus skills being taught in our primary schools in this country.
Everyone, apparently.
And what is everyone? You heard that from Bubbles, who is the leader of a terror clown cell in Scotland. The rise of the clown terrorists, it is a big problem. We'll be talking about it some more, of course. If you've got an opinion or a reaction on the clown terrorists, the rise of Pisces. Then 8-7-2-2.
Start your message with the word talk.
You okay, John?
Yep. I'm just sad about the clown. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word Pisces.
It's 1:30. Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
The Culture Secretary has been accused of ideologically driven meddling as he ordered the BBC to provide distinctive content rather than compete for ratings. The corporation will keep its licence fee for the next 11 years and viewers who watch the iPlayer will have to pay for it, while Ofcom will become its new standards watchdog and the National Audit Office will look after its finances. Labour's deputy leader Tom Watson says he's worried.
I'm deeply concerned that the manner in which they are changing the governance of the BBC will mean that they'll be open to the accusation of political interference, and nobody from any of the political parties should want that.
The Bank of England is warning a vote for the UK to leave the European Union could damage the country's economic growth. Its governor thinks the pound could fall sharply, unemployment could rise, and there'd be less money invested in Britain. More patients than ever before are waiting more than 4 hours to be seen in A&E departments in England. But the NHS argues because of recent increase in demand, the actual number seen in that target time was the highest ever. The US Secretary of State John Kerry has warned corruption is a bigger threat than terrorism. He made the comments at a meeting to tackle the issue where 12 heads of state and more than countries are meeting in London. And Sheridan Smith has pulled out of her leading role in London's West End for up to 4 weeks. The star of Funny Girl is taking a break because of stress and exhaustion. The weather dry and fine for most, but a few showers possible mainly across southwestern England and Wales. Turning cooler and cloudier across some northeastern areas. Warm with highs of 23 degrees. It's more than half an hour.
Thanks so much, Victoria. You've got a Roy's texted in here on your behalf. It's come to your defence.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he said, John, Talk Radio on Twitter. Can you stop picking on? He's put Little Victoria.
Oh.
Stopping on Little Victoria. She tries her best.
It's what have you said today?
No,
what,
nothing.
What have you done?
No, I think this is over. I don't know. This is generally. It's not specific. Stopping on Little Victoria. She tries her best. It's hard to read out loud.
Oh, thanks. I'd also like to say that I'm bigger than you because you're a tiny man.
It's 1:32. You listen to Talk Radio.
Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's Comedic Sunday Breakfast Emporium. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Featuring Mr. Jake Yap's famous clown stilts 10 feet high. In each town at 8 o'clock on Sunday morning will be remembered for many a long day as a pageant of ghostly magnificent, consisting as it does of artistes unsurpassed in the comedic profession. Mr. Jake Yap's entertaining Sunday breakfast. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
1:33. If you've just joined us, by the way, the big news, of course, is of the rise of Pisces, the clown terror group, who you may have heard in the news that a clown has dropped a man. He's dropped a man unconscious. This is in a circus in Wales. A father of two knocked out cold by a clown at a circus show after a physical stunt goes wrong. This, of course, is only the latest in the series of clown attacks. A lot of people getting rightly worried about this. The threat of attacks by clowns has been raised to critical. David Cameron has said today that, let me just find you the quote here, we will not be cowed by the clowns, he said. Mm-hmm. He's issued a defiant response. He said, this is in response to the latest Pisces video, by the way, which was, shocking scene. It's clowns seeming to throw buckets of water over Western journalists, but when they actually do it, it's just full of paper.
Oh, that's disgusting.
And David Cameron's condemned it, saying this is desperate stuff from a terror group of clowns that is simply losing territory. But we heard there from Bubbles, he's in Scotland, there are 2,000 clowns, and that is an army. What have you got?
Yes. Danny says we should ban all people with big feet.
Yes.
He thinks it's got that serious. And then Jennifer says, very disappointed with Talk Radio. How dare you give airtime to Bubbles? He is an enemy of the state.
Yeah, well, that's fair. But I mean, you know, you can't just sweep the clowns under the carpet, can you? Indiscriminate clown attacks, we've heard about those, of course. John, do you remember, you know, this is just typical, you know, the last attack. Remember when there was a clown's car parked outside the US Embassy in Nairobi a couple of years ago? The doors just fell off. Your thoughts on clowns, please, on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Okay then, Donald Trump, for it is he, has now seemingly done a little bit of a U-turn. It's Talk Radio, by the way, in the afternoons. It's Thursday. I'm John Holmes. Hello. He's done a bit of a U-turn. You remember that he said initially that he wouldn't allow the Muslims into the Americas should he become president. And then, of course, he said he'd allow the new mayor of London, Sadiq Khan, into America. He'd make an exception for him, despite him being a Muslim. And he's now seemingly done a slight U-turn on the whole notion of not allowing Muslims into the country. We've got a clip of Donald Trump saying what he said. I think he said this.
We have a serious problem. It's a temporary ban. It hasn't been called for yet. Nobody's done it. This is just a suggestion until we find out what's going on.
It's interesting that he said just a suggestion.
Just a suggestion.
He said, it's just a suggestion.
Just a suggestion.
Just a suggestion. He said it like he said, just a suggestion.
This is just a suggestion.
Just a suggestion. Just a suggestion.
This is just a suggestion.
Just a suggestion. Just a suggestion.
This is just a suggestion.
Just a suggestion.
This will mean nothing to people who didn't used to listen to us on Radio X. There used to be a feature we did, right, called Just a Suggestion, whereby we had we were basically a suggestion box for the world, for the nation, for the world. And if you had just a suggestion.
Just a suggestion.
Then you have to send it in to us and put it into the suggestion box, and we would then read them out. It was our feature that we called just a suggestion.
Just a suggestion.
Just a suggestion.
Just a suggestion.
Just a suggestion. Just a suggestion. And it turns out Donald Trump was obviously listened to Radio
X of the show.
In the morning show at the weekend that we used to do over there. So we thought we'd revive it, really, as a feature, and just for today.
This is just a suggestion.
Exactly. So, if you do have a suggestion for the, suggestion box, then do send it to us.
This is just a suggestion.
87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or, at Talk Radio on Twitter,
This is just a suggestion.
Start your message with that. A little hashtag.
Good timing.
Let me give you a, yeah, almost. Let me give you a, Cornelius, what have you got?
Dear fellow commuter / hell queen. I don't know if you have noticed, but temperatures are very warm at the moment. So here's a suggestion.
It's just a suggestion.
It's just a suggestion.
Open that bloody window next to you, you witch.
This is just a suggestion.
It's just a suggestion. Dear my flatmate Greg, just a suggestion.
This is just a suggestion.
But if you are going to use my cutlery again, perhaps you could wash it up. Otherwise, I may be forced to tell the police about the insider trading you are constantly boasting to me about.
This is just a suggestion.
It's just a suggestion.
Just a suggestion.
So if you've got a suggestion.
This is just a suggestion.
If you've got a suggestion of any kind, for people you know, maybe, or people that are out and about, you know.
This is just a suggestion.
Hey, teenagers. Hey, this has already come in from Dean. Hey, teenagers, just a suggestion.
This is just a suggestion.
But why not find a new cool hangout, as I'm pretty sure the alleyway by my bedroom window, there's probably slightly more glamorous places for you to enjoy your cider. And I'm not reading the next word out.
This is just a suggestion.
But it rhymes with dingering. In an alleyway. Just a suggestion.
This is just a suggestion.
Eight, 7222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or, at Talk Radio on Twitter, start your message with...
This is just a suggestion.
We'll do Headline Hijack next and meet a lonely luncher. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Your perfect hotel stay shouldn't involve paying for little extras.
Unlike some hotels, at Hampton by Hilton, your satisfying breakfast, Wi-Fi, and even a great night's sleep on our crisp white linens are all included. And when you book directly at Hampton.com, you'll also enjoy our best price guarantee. Booking somewhere else? Maybe check your bill for nasty surprises. Hampton by Hilton. Refreshingly different. Visit Hampton.com for terms and conditions.
It's a beautiful thing when little things come together. Life is in the details. The new Volvo V40R design with adaptive digital display, Thor hammer headlights and 17-inch diamond cut alloys. Now all this and more from just £259 a month, including maintenance, with Volvo car leasing with an initial rental of £259.
4-year contract hire agreement offer ends June 30th, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Optional maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Book a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom.
44,000 UK men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in the next 12 months. Prostate Cancer UK has one ambition: to help stop men dying from prostate cancer. With your help, we can make prostate cancer a disease the next generation of men needn't fear. Search Men United and join the fight now.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The A1M in North Yorkshire, northbound delays. There's barrier repairs between junction 44 Branham and junction 45 at Boston Spa. The outside lane is closed. Queues on the northbound in Staffordshire after an accident between junction 12 Gailey and 13 at Stafford. And in Kent, the A2 Watling Street, there's an accident between the Northfleet turn and Gravesend along Watling Street, so eastbound delays. And the northbound M3 in Hampshire, one lane now closed near junction 13 with an accident there. I'm Dave Stanford.
Greetings, Earthlings. We come in peace. We wish to communicate with your leader.
I'm Howard Hughes. Join me this Sunday night from 10 for a trip into the outer limits.
Untwist the lid on Talk Radio's specimen jar of the psychic, the supernatural, and the simply unexplained.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time, on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio.
Yep.
We'll get you talking.
I am him. It's 1:42. Good afternoon. Thursday afternoon. Still to come on the programme today, the High Priest of Exon Le Crowley joins us. And of course, he's from the Temple of Mephistopheles in Hendon. He'll be here with his thought for the day for Satanists. Very shortly, we'll meet today's lonely luncher. Someone eating alone this lunchtime to be inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. If you'd like to get on the list, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word lunch.
There'll be what the people think as we go out onto the streets, of course, to find out what the people think. Today, do the people think cushions or monkeys? Find out later. And there's the small matter of the news, which I don't know, Cornelius, but have you seen any of today's news? The news today. That's the news today. Have you...
Me.
Cornelius, Susan, Soil, Pipe, Dogstar, Ocelot, Fiona, Mendez.
Oh, thank God you made that specific. I thought you meant the other Cornelius.
Seen any of the news?
Yeah, I had some news for breakfast. I think it's very important to have 5 portions of news or veg each day.
Yep.
So I had a piece of news for breakfast. And then I'll probably have 2 news with my dinner tonight.
Yep.
Sausages and news.
Yes, and news.
And I'll eat that. And then, but the thing is with news is it contains a lot of sugar. I mean, it's natural sugars, but you have to be careful.
You do have to moderate. That's true. And but the reason it's got a lot in it because it's quite complicated.
Well, John, I just can't get my head around.
Well, allow us to help, because this is where we, here on Talk Radio in the afternoons, break the news down to its component parts. You put the news in a centrifuge and spin it around. What you are left with is residue. And the residue of the news is, of course, Japanese poetry. It's 5 syllables, 7 syllables and 5 syllables. We bring you the news in haikus.
Mini driver accused. She is named after a person with a car.
Not one of the best. The news in haikus. It's 1:45. And just before we meet today's Lonely Luncher, we should, of course, remind you that at 2 o'clock there will be the news coming out of Victoria's mouth. And in that news, we'd like you to put a made-up news story. We call it Headline Hijack. The clue is very much in the name. Make the news up, fib, fabricate, and fake, and get the news, a made-up news, into the actual news. It's there to confuse the people who aren't listening to this bit, but maybe get back to their desk or whatever at 2 o'clock and hear the news and go, oh, well, it's the news, it must be true. But no, one of it is a lie, and we'd like you to supply the lie. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
For instance, this has come in this morning, no, this afternoon, from Sarah. Following the BBC white paper ruling that says top BBC stars have to reveal how much they are paid, it's turned out that DIY SOS presenter Nick Knowles does the show for free. Knowles' agent has said that occasionally people who are struggling for work work for free to keep their profile up. That's Nick Knowles there. Cornelius, what have you got?
Yes. Following a car being lost in a sinkhole in London, according to Gary, the government have said that they will be investing £30 million into the development of hover cars to relieve the stress on the roads.
And this from Neil. After appearing soft on immigrants, Donald Trump has now proved that he's still strong on controlling immigration into the country by overnight last night styling his hair into the shape of a wall for his speech in Arizona.
Yeah, I saw that.
If you've got a made-up news story, then do get it to us, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
But it's time to enter the Tupperware Hall of Despair.
I'm Mr. Lonely.
The halls, walls lined with those who luncheon alone. Lonely's what lunch. This is where, if you are lunching alone, we'd like to hear from you because we'd like to help. We'd like to be your stand-in friends and or colleagues. That's how it works. And we're able to chat about this and chit about that. All the other way around. Simply, if you are lunching alone for whatever reason, get in touch with us. We will call you back. We are fully versed in the art of idle yet inconsequential chattering, as you'll have spotted if you've ever listened to more than 2 minutes of this. On the phone now is a man who is on the phone now. He's called Will. Hello, Will.
Hello, how's it going?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, thank you. Not too bad.
Good. So, where are you, Will?
I'm at Exeter University.
Yes.
I'm currently in the middle of my exams, so I'm having a quick lunch break and then back to the revision, sadly.
Okay, so the reason you're lunching alone, obviously, is because you are in midst revise, then.
Yes, everyone else, all the people that I'd like to think are my friends have either finished or are too busy trying to cram to their 5 minutes for lunch.
And what you're revising for, Will?
It's my last exam. It's on media and the news and politics.
Oh, so we'll help you out.
Yeah,
this is what I'm hoping.
We can sort this out for you. No worries.
Yeah.
How do you want to? I'm assuming you want to sort of have a little chat about that. I mean, the floor is yours.
That's all right.
Okay, fine. If you want to go down that route, imagine, I don't know. Let's role play it that we're students with you. That'll do, won't it? And maybe we'll sort of rock up and we'll just have a sort of studenty conversation, yeah?
Lovely.
Right, great, okay. Here we go then.
Let's go for it. So basically, it's the thing I'm focusing on is the BBC and how other sort of political heavyweights have kind of tried to influence them or frustrate them over the past 60 years.
Yeah.
And it's brilliant while doing it. You know, I get really into it. I've read loads of a Nick Robinson book, of an Andrew Marr book.
Yeah.
But today, I've been stopped. I've been cut off mid-flood, really.
Yeah.
Because there are two people sat opposite me who are clearly together or in a couple.
Yeah.
And they're enjoying each other's company quite a lot.
Are they?
It's yes.
Right, okay.
In a public space.
Okay,
a silent part of the library.
Well, I'll... this is role play now.
Okay.
We'll be that couple.
Okay,
here we go. Right, so... excuse me, mate. That's you, Will. Excuse me, mate.
Oh, hello. Yeah.
Sorry,
yeah,
couldn't help but notice that you're watching me and my girlfriend get off with each other. What are you doing? Why are you watching us?
It's just a bit off-putting, isn't it? I'm trying to read about the BBC in the 1960s, and there's you two who are playing tongue tennis. It's a bit a bit off-putting.
Yeah. Well, look, you know, this is he was looking at you, wasn't he?
He was looking at me, John. Hit him, John.
I'm not going to hit him
you
yet.
Should hit him.
I'm not going to hit him.
Oh.
I'm not going to hit him.
Leave it. It's not worth it, John. Leave it.
This study break has turned into a bit of a nightmare, hasn't it? Really?
Just wait a minute. I'm just going to kiss her.
Oh, okay. Oh, no.
Oh, you kiss good. Did your mum teach you how to do that?
Oh dear. We are in public, guys. There are other people in the room.
Yeah,
it's not just me.
Yeah, but we like
we're
to.
We're not the only ones kissing in here.
We want to express our love, Will. Together.
Do you have another place to be? Somewhere else you could go? A room?
Yeah, well, that's it, you see. We were outside, me and my girlfriend. Love you, babe.
Love you, John.
Right. We were outside, doing it on the grass.
We did it.
In the sun.
Lovely. I got tan.
It's very sunny today.
Yeah, we were doing it. And then someone, like you, some square, students still say that.
Just said,
get a room. And we came in the library, because it is a room.
It's silent room.
It's a big room.
Ah.
And the more silent it is, the more you can hear our love.
Yeah. I mean, that's sort of the problem, I think, because some of us are trying to not hear your love, but hear our own revision. So, I mean, could you get another room, maybe? There are other rooms at the university. I mean, that'd be helpful.
You're just jealous because I'm not kissing you.
Yeah. Do you want to kiss my girlfriend? Yeah. Are you saying you want to kiss my girlfriend?
Ah, that was the wrong thing to say.
Are you saying that? I will smash you with a book.
Oh.
Hit it, John.
I'm going to hit it, John.
Don't do it. It's not worth it, John.
Can you make it the Nick Robinson book? Because it's quite a small one.
Yeah.
It's not as thick as the others.
Yeah.
That'd be lovely.
Did you spill my pint of books?
No. Although you two could go to the pub, couldn't you? It'd be a lovely little study break.
He offered to buy me a book.
When
you went to the toilet, he offered to buy me a book.
What?
Yeah.
Oi, mate! Did you offer to buy my bird a book?
Well, it wasn't. I said I'd get it out for her on my library card.
He said he'd get it out for you.
He bought me a dictionary bomb.
What?
Yeah, dictionary bomb. I read a dictionary bomb.
Yeah.
We both read it together, down in one.
Did you?
Yeah, read it in one. You nerd.
You harlot! The student said, "You harlot! I don't want you anymore. You're reading with other people in this library. You cow."
Well, you could never read properly anyway.
Look at you with your low cut bookmark, showing it all off. Your bookmark, aren't you?
I feel like showing it to Will.
Just because I got the gids. Don't hate me because you ain't me, babe.
This has gone really weird now, hasn't it? Don't you think?
I'm hoping that's not how the conversation goes when I get back. I am feeling a bit braver now, so I might say something.
We should be talking about you on the radio.
They'll love that.
So, that's good. Okay, fine. Well, that's been a nice role play. Any other subjects that you want to chit and chat about?
Well, I mean, my team, Portsmouth, are in the playoff semi-final tonight, so I'm a bit nervous about that
football,
as well.
Yeah, we can do football. We've done this before, yeah. So, the football. I love football. Football, mate. Football.
Yeah.
Did you see the football? Have you seen the football?
I'm just hoping for more goals than them, really.
For me, the actual physical football itself is very much a ball of two halves, isn't it? You've got a sort of semicircle. And another one, they put it together. What do you get, eh?
You get a football.
You get a football,
don't
you?
The baggies, you get the baggies.
And that's it's a beautiful...
Classic, the baggies.
You're not wrong. That is a football.
Yeah.
And hopefully the football goes into the net and...
Well, it's a...
counts as a goal. That'd be...
It's football. I mean, you cover every blade of grass on the...
Yeah. On the
transfer window.
That's right. Yeah, that's what you do. Yeah.
Deadline day.
Yeah. Okay, we've done football. Pompey. What's next?
Very nice. My lunch has been a bit disappointing as well. I decided to go for a chicken and bacon sandwich.
Yes.
And there was just the bacon sandwich, and I went and had a chicken, and it's been a mistake. So I'm a bit gutted about that, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because you know, I thought now I'll change from my usual bacon and. The chicken's been a bit dry. And
my advice, Will, is this: go back to the amorous couple with your sandwich, right?
Yeah,
and just basically French kiss your sandwich.
That's good.
In front of them. So where they're sitting in front of you doing it, right, because obviously a sandwich, so, well, it's a thing of two halves, isn't it?
Yeah.
See how I bring all this together?
Food of two halves.
Yeah, no, that's very
see
good.
See how I do it? Yeah. That's professional. Right, so open the sandwich up as though it were bready lips, right? Right, and tongue it. Right, get your
that's
tongue.
Genius.
Yeah, hold your tongue in front of you, but instead of biting into it, just open up the bread so it's like lips.
Yeah.
Right, and just full on French kiss your sandwich in front of the amorous couple. Don't say anything, just keep doing it. And I bet you they get up and leave.
I mean, yeah, they probably would go, wouldn't they? Yeah. I think the rest of the room might leave as well. Yeah. But they'd be gone and that'd be problem solved, I think.
There you go.
That's genius, thank you.
Will, have we helped you in the lonely lunchtime?
Oh, you absolutely have. You've made my lunchtime
a
thousand times better.
That is the aim of the game, Will. It's been a pleasure talking to you. That is
thank
Will.
Thank you very much.
He's in Exeter watching a couple lick each other in a library. So, if you'd like to join the Lonely Lunch Club, be inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair, then please do get in touch. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word lunch.
And? There's a small matter of headline hijack, of course, very quickly, because the news is on the way. It will come out of Victoria's mouth. We'd like you to put something into Victoria's mouth. We'd like it to be some news words in the form of a fib, a fabrication and a fakery, to make it sound a bit like the news. As you know, that's headline hijack. And very quickly, we'll find a winner, but ahead of it, we'll have another couple to read out. What have you got, Cornelius?
Yes, according to Mikey, geographers have been very surprised to find that there is an active volcano in the Peak District. The volcano, found in a previously undiscovered part of the area, does not pose any immediate threat, but the people of northern Derbyshire have been warned to stay alert.
Scientists have discovered, who's this from here? Laura. Have discovered that when a human person yawns, they emit carbon emissions that contribute towards greenhouse gases. Greenpeace have called on people to get plenty of sleep, so they have no need to yawn. That's the advice from Greenpeace this afternoon. Cornelius, who are going to need a name? Whose made-up story is going to be in the news at 2 o'clock for Headline Hijack?
Christian.
Thank you. Where is he from?
Christian is from... Oh, it doesn't say.
Make somewhere up.
Make somewhere... Okay. London.
Fine. Christian is in London... Lady. and his made-up news story will be in the news next with Victoria. Still to come on the programme today, the High Priest Vexen Le Crowley with his thought for the day for Satanists, of course. Another round of nobody's favourite radio quiz, Paul Rossmaster, and Diversity Paper Review. And next, Work Experience Punditry, as we explore geeky crap. It's 1:58, the news is next. It's Talk Radio, I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's Red versus Brown in the Battle of the Sauces. To celebrate the launch of two tantalising new flavours from Burton's Fish and Chips, the baked snack available in chip shop inspired flavours, we're giving you the chance to bag a fully flavoursome £1,000 cash prize on Talk Radio. Register to play now on the competitions page at talkradio.co.uk. Then test your trivia knowledge to win £1,000 in the Battle of the Sauces. Afternoons from 4 on Talk Radio with Burton's Fish and Chips.
Churchy, I can't do it.
Oh, no.
I know, I'm a car, and I'm scared of the road. It's embarrassing, okay, but I just can't leave the drive knowing there's over a million uninsured maniacs out there.
If you're hit by an uninsured driver, we'll repair your car and make sure you keep your no-claim discount.
Oh, yes.
Oh, thanks, Churchy. Woohoo! Let's hit the A3079.
Churchill, depend on the dog. Source Motor Insurance Bureau, comprehensive cover and non-fault claims only. Registration number, make and model of other vehicle required. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Vanbuster, now on. Leyland Trade Contract Matte Emulsion 12 litre, just £13 each. Excludes VAT at 20%. Trade point numbers only.
S is for...
Spa retreat.
A
is for...
aromatherapy treatments.
L is for...
lovely weekend of lions, here I come.
E is for...
excited, eating out, enjoyable, earned it.
Mum.
The Vauxhall sales event includes a £500 gift for you to spend on whatever you like, and that's on top of all our other great offers. So feel free to get as excited as you like. But hurry, it's only on for 5 days from the 12th to the 16th of May. Search Vauxhall sales event today on selected models across the range. Participating Vauxhall retailers 12th to 16th May. £500 gift is not given in cash. T's and C's and exclusions apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you. Talk Radio.
At exactly 2 o'clock, good afternoon. It's Thursday, I'm John Holmes. Here's the news with Victoria Louise Bourne.
Thanks, Jonathan Richard Holmes. Coming up, the BBC gets a new regulator, the bank issues a Brexit warning, and Prince William calls for men to talk about their feelings.
Talk Radio.
The Director General of the BBC has raised concerns about plans for the corporation's spending to be analysed by the National Audit Office. Lord Hall has warned editorial decision making must be excluded from its remit. As expected, the Culture Secretary John Whittingdale's changes include the licence fee increasing in line with inflation until 2022 and top salaries being published.
The public has a right to know what the highest earners the BBC employs are paid out of their licence fee. The new charter will therefore require the BBC to go further regarding the transparency of what it pays its talent and publish the names of all its employees and freelancers above £450,000.
Media commentator Peter Jokes has told Talk Radio that's right.
If you're working for a public service organisation, I think it's only fair that, you know, the public should have some transparency. And there was a problem about 10, 15 years ago when it tried to be a commercial organisation, and of course it doesn't have to compete for funds in the same way that a commercial organisation does.
The Governor of the Bank of England is warning that a vote to leave the EU could lead to a formal recession. He's been outlining how he thinks the economy could be affected. Mark Carney says there could be rising unemployment, delayed investment, and a drop in the value of the pound if the UK leaves the European Union. And he also had this warning about a possible recession.
Of course, there's a range of possible scenarios around those directions. Which could possibly include a technical recession, could possibly include that. We haven't done a formal forecast.
An official report on immigration says people coming to the UK for short periods explains why two sets of numbers on migrants are so different. The number of people registered to work is far higher than the net migration figure. More patients than ever before are waiting for more than 4 hours to be seen in A&E departments in England. NHS figures for March show 87% were treated on time, short of the 95% target. It's the worst stat since records began in 2010. The Prime Minister has opened an anti-corruption summit in London. David Cameron's called the issue a cancer at the heart of many of the world's problems. The Duke of Cambridge says he wants men to stop feeling so strong and talk about their issues in a bid to tackle the staggering number of men killing themselves. They currently account for 3/4 of all suicides. And Sheridan Smith has pulled out of her role in a West End show because of stress and exhaustion. Producers say she's withdrawing from Funny Girl for up to 4 weeks.
Talk Radio National Weather.
I went for the through from Funny Girl.
Did you?
Carry on.
Shall I do the weather?
Yep.
Okay. Dry and fine for most, but a few showers possible, mainly across southwestern England and Wales. Turning cooler and cloudier across some northeastern areas, warm with highs of 23 degrees.
It's an amateur production. It's 3 minutes past 2 o'clock, and that was Victoria Louise Bourne with the news. And I think I'm right in saying that Ben will have the sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. It's been a busy day of managerial comings and goings so far. We understand that Everton have sacked their boss Roberto Martinez. The Spaniard's been under considerable pressure during the latter stages of the season, with the club 12th in the Barclays Premier League table, knocked out of the FA Cup semi-finals by Manchester United, and with just one win in their last 13 league matches. Meanwhile, Frank de Boer has quit as manager of Dutch club Ajax. The former Barcelona and Rangers player was reported to be a target for the Toffees. De Boer says he's not sure what he'll do next. Tottenham have rewarded head coach Mauricio Pochettino with a new 5-year deal. It'll commit the Argentinian to the club until 2021. Spurs are guaranteed a top 3 finish in the Barclays Premier League this season and have Champions League football to look forward to in the next campaign. Finally, tennis. Roger Federer has been knocked out of the Italian Open. He was beaten in straight sets 7-6, 6-4 by world number 15 Dominic Thiem. Andy Murray's in action later this afternoon against Frenchman Jeremy Chardy. That's your latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, an athlete has been disqualified from the Invictus Games in Florida after it emerged he was not injured at all while fighting for the American Army. Hank Zachary entered a running contest for ex-soldiers who only have one arm, but was caught out when a judge spotted he'd just been hiding one of his arms under his tracksuit.
Thanks, Victoria.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio, it revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Campbell, oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
Okay, 2:05. Good afternoon, Thursday. I am John Holmes. This is Talk Radio in the afternoon. And today, still to come on the programme, as the government announces its white paper on the future of the BBC. Lenny Henry already denounced its name, wanting to see more of a BAME paper. We will be revealing those top BBC presenter salaries that you have been hearing about. Graham Norton, in the region of £2 million for his BBC One chat show and Radio 2 show. Gary Lineker, in the region of £2 million for his Match of the Day appearances. Claire Balding, £2 million for her work on various programmes. And Chris Evans, £2 million for bullying staff and showing his ginger winky to junior producers. More BBC salary details coming as we get them.
Talk Radio.
Okay then, good afternoon. It's time for this. Work experience punditry then, at this time every weekday afternoon. What's work experience punditry? I imagine you're wanting to know, aren't you? What's work experience?
I want to know.
I'll tell you. Work experience punditry is where we give a platform to the next generation of critics, of broadcasters, of reviewers, by allowing them to come in here and, crucially, work for nothing. It's work experience punditry. The work for nothing is the most important part of it. Today, reviewing gadgets, it's his first time on the show. We welcome Sean. Hello, Sean.
Hello there, John. How are you?
I'm very well. You?
Sorry to disappoint everyone with the next generation, but we will try our best, but we will struggle.
Yes, well, now, well, we'll find out as we go along. So, work experience punditry. It's gadgets today, okay? This is where you... you've got some geeky stuff, am I right?
I have got some geeky stuff. I was researching and I found out this one particular character online. You know, YouTubers.
Now, I'm aware of YouTubers. These are... Do you want to move
sure.
a bit to the
Yeah, can you move into your mic?
There we go.
Yeah. You're probably older than 12, so you're not really a big fan. But obviously, you know, they are really popular.
I can name some.
Thank God. Oh, there's a...
Zibbidi Doodah, that's one of them, isn't it?
Oh, there's one at Radio 1. Phil and Dan, Dan and Phil...
Dan and Phil, yeah.
Well, the one I'm going to talk about is this guy called PewDiePie. Now, PewDiePie makes more than all of us in this room put together, and he plays games.
Yes.
So he plays games.
Yeah. And, are you going to reveal his salary?
I will reveal his salary. What, he makes, I think, over $1 million a year? Dollars?
Just by playing games.
Oh, but he also talks when the game's playing, so because of that, I think that's worth a good six, seven figure.
Well, I talk. Right. If I combined that, Sean, with playing a game now... Does that make me more desirable in the commercial marketplace?
Well, if you film yourself playing Pac-Man and having a little arguments with yourself when you get eaten by a ghost, I'm sure there'll be a few more grand in the bank. Well, recently he's bought a supercar, a nice Ferrari and all that, and I will warn you, I am a very cynical person.
Yes.
And
only a cynical person would wear that coat.
Thank you. And I'm just wondering, why is it...
It looks like a seagull has had diarrhea on you.
They said the Stone Roses album.
It's That's like a true, seagull yeah. has had diarrhea on the front of the Stone Roses album.
Well, the new one, if they released that, actually.
Yeah, just saying.
Just saying. I'm just wondering why someone like me who has to work I get $6.50 an hour for making how many teas and coffees. I'm just thinking, if I had to put a camera in front of my room...
Yes.
...and just say something witty and sell my soul, well, I'd just make a fortune of it.
This is, you know, you're the right age, Sean, for this, aren't you? Because it's the young people, isn't it, doing the YouTube things. And you mentioned PewDiePie there, and there's as I say, Zootropolis, she's one, isn't she? And there were the other ones.
Zoella is the big one.
Eggbuttface, he's one, isn't he?
Is he?
Yeah. Dogman, he's the one.
Are you making these up?
Yes. but the fact that you didn't know makes it realise that how interesting or not this world is. It's what the kids watch, though, isn't it, Sean, this?
Yeah, but the kids, what they watch, do they really know what they want to watch? Because people don't buy games anymore. I don't know, when back in your day, what did you use to play anything?
We used to play with a hoop and a stick.
Hopscotch.
Yeah, what's wrong with hopscotch, eh? What's wrong with going outside? What's wrong with that? Playing war.
That was so 20th century. How about you actually film yourself playing hopscotch?
There.
Yeah, that would be good. That could be your YouTube channel.
New technique.
I might do that. I might combine the old and the new. You're right. By doing old school games, but playing them outside and then talking about them. There's a thing there.
Playing marbles.
Marbles, yeah. Yeah. Kiss chase. Can't do that anymore. Not since Jimmy Savile. Right. Get old things like that. You know, what's that one that, a hula hoop?
Yeah.
So hula hoop, didn't you?
Yeah.
I mean, you could be mega popular with young fans, and they do a lot of signings, like Comic-Con. I'm going there later this year.
Yeah.
That's another nerdy thing. I'm a reporter. I wouldn't go there by choice. It baffles me. I know other people enjoy it, but you know, they go there dressed up. It's called cosplay.
I've heard of cosplay, yes.
Yeah, so I went there reporting. I got lost in, like, a flock of stormtroopers till, like, a Power Ranger pulled me out. I mean, it is a bizarre...
Pulled you what?
Carry on. No, one pulled me out.
Okay.
And I'm just wondering, the determination...
You've been pulled out by a Power Ranger.
No.
What an experience.
No, something you put in your Tinder bio. It is. I've been pulled off by some
Pulled out, pulled out, pulled out.
But I'm just
apologise for that indiscretion.
I'm just wondering, John, because they all dress in different pop culture characters. If you could go dressed as any character, you have to go in disguise as
yes.
a... Who would you go as? Pop culture?
Any pop culture character?
In, like, films?
Well, I mean, I'd be staying with old school. I think I'd have to pick one from my youth. So I'd go as Goober from Goober and the Ghost Chasers.
Well, I was born in the 90s, so I don't know who that is.
Goober, right, was a dog that could turn invisible. And he chased goats. It was like a sort of low-rent Scooby-Doo. And he used to have a catchphrase that was ridiculicalicalous. Ridiculicalicalous.
Was the reason...
So I go as that.
Was the reason he's invisible was because the animators couldn't be bothered to draw him in?
Well, you did say you were cynical. And that might be the case. Yeah. Who would you go as?
Who would I go as? Probably Dennis and Menace, because it's the most minimal work you have to do.
Yeah, but is that... Do the kids know what that is even now? Dennis the Menace as well? Isn't that old school?
No, I mean, Beano's out of print now, isn't it?
Yeah.
I know. I guess I'd have to do something to cover my face, because if I got a photo taken of me and my friends really call me enough as it is, so...
Yeah. All right. Well, so I forgot the point you were making.
Oh, no, I'm basically saying all these YouTubers, the fortune they're making, the fame they're getting.
Oh, exactly.
Going to Comic-Con, yeah, doing signings.
Well, this is it. And it's interesting that you bring this up today on the day of the BBC White Paper, of course, because this is talking about the future of television. Yet the future of television, I mean, I've got friends with children about your age. And what they do is they don't watch television. The television isn't even in their lives anymore. They just watch YouTube clips and people like PewDiePie and Zootropolis. And Egbert, and they watch these, and they don't, but they just do not consume television. So it makes you wonder, actually, where the licence fee will end up going in the future, because the next generation probably won't be that interested.
Mm.
There. I've said my piece.
I watch loads of YouTube rather than TV. I get lost in YouTube.
Yeah.
So all I have to search something is like parliamentary fight. And then I can sit for hours watching sort of European parliaments just kick off. Yeah. There's loads of it on YouTube.
Yeah, exactly.
And there's just loads. It's like dog GoPro. And that's it. That's an evening gone for me.
But do you ever get lost in a suggestion area?
Just like, a suggestion.
You know, but 2 hours later you're in watching like The Rock's best top ten put downs and all that.
The Rock's ten top. What is that?
Top 10 put downs.
Top 10 put downs.
Like no. I'm going to lay the smack down on a candy bat.
You young people have such fun these days. We used to go outside and play Tig.
Tig?
What's Tig.
What's Tig?
Yes, what is Tig?
God. You go out, you run off, and someone's on, and you chase after them, and then when you touch them, you say Tig, and they're on.
Right, I know that as it. Go, you're it.
We used to have a great time when I was young. Yeah. It was the invention of the game. Yeah, the inventive nature. Scarecrow Tig. Do you remember that? No.
No.
Scarecrow Tig? What? Scarecrow Tig?
What's Scarecrow Tig?
You got plenty of people, and they run off, and someone is it, and then when you touch them and say Scarecrow Tig, they have to stand still with their arms outstretched.
So stuck in the mud?
No, Scarecrow Tig. And then
stuck
to get
in the mud.
Stuck
in the mud.
To release
it,
them, you have to run under their arms.
What does Ricky? Ricky's agreeing with one of us, and I'm desperate to find out which one it is.
Interim producer Ricky.
Interim producer. No, I'm with you, John. I was all about Tig, and also we call it Tiggy Scarecrow, which I don't know if that changes anything, but Tiggy Scarecrow.
It changes the whole thing for me.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah. I shouldn't have come in.
What would you call it? Tag Tig? Because I also know it's Tag, but I thought that was a bit American, so we used to know it's It and Stuck in the Mud. Sean?
Kill Time Chasing People. Bit of a mouthful.
Yeah. Weird. I don't understand children these days. We've turned into a sort of remembering moment now. Luckily Michael McIntyre's here though, isn't he? And he, Michael.
Hello. How are you?
Do you remember the old school games like Tig?
No. Do you remember lunchtime? Okay, schools you get to go out and play. Why don't adults go out and play during lunch anymore?
Good question,
I missed
Michael.
That. Yes. And you'd go out and you'd play. It.
Tig.
Now, you northern scumbags might know it as Tig. I mean, what is Tig? Who's called it Tig? But also, how did it make the transition? At what point in the country does it go from Tig to It? I mean, is it just at Birmingham services?
Could you do a funny observation, Michael?
So, you're running around. You're running around.
Do one of your funny observations.
I am trying to. You're running around, okay, and then you press it, okay, or Tig, as you know it. You press Tig, and then someone would chase you, and now they are Tig.
I mean, there's really not that much humour in Tig,
really,
John.
No. Michael McIntyre would find it.
Yeah, he's right.
He found some funny stuff in a drawer. It's 17 minutes past 2 o'clock. Sean, stay with us. More geeky crap reviewed in Work Experience Punditry next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Dream. Dream of new opportunities, of proving the doubters wrong and your gut feeling right. Dream of making it through late-night, coffee-fueled study sessions. See yourself landing that promotion, walking tall and of your family glowing with pride. 88% of the Open University students we asked said the skills and knowledge they gained benefited their career. We're ready to help make your career dream happen too. Take the first step today by texting OU to 60261 for a free Open University Get Started guide.
The George Spring Sale is here. There's up to half price on a wide range of women's, men's and kids' clothing, so the whole family can look gorgeous this season. Hurry before it's over. Shop the sale online now at george.com and in store from Thursday. George, exclusively at Asda. Selected lines and stores subject to availability. Online delivery charges may apply.
Is for
spa retreat.
A is for
aromatherapy treatment.
L is for
lovely weekend of lions. Here I come.
E is for
excited, eating out, enjoyable, earned it.
Mom.
The Vauxhall sales event includes a £500 gift for you to spend on whatever you like, and that's on top of all our other great offers. So feel free to get as excited as you like. But hurry, it's only on for 5 days from the 12th to the 16th of May. Search Vauxhall sales event today on selected models across the range at participating Vauxhall retailers 12th to 16th May. £500 gift is not given in cash. T's and C's and exclusions apply.
What do I really want from life?
I want to see the world, find some real adventure.
I want to make a difference, do something that actually matters.
I want to see what I'm made of, properly make the family proud.
I want to master a new skill, a new challenge, could even earn myself some extra cash. But who's got time for that?
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 You do. For as little as 19 days of your year, you can become a better you. Search Army Reserve. Army. Be the best.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
South on the M5 in Worcestershire, there's a broken down vehicle. It's through the roadworks near junction 5 at Droitwich, so traffic is slow. M6 in Staffordshire, there's debris on the motorway. It's south on the M6 near junction 11 Cannock, so the inside lane of 3 is closed. Barrier repairs on the A1M in North Yorkshire causing some heavy traffic between junction 44 Branham and junction 45 Boston Spa. And in Great Yarmouth in Norfolk, the A12, there's an accident at the Acle New Road, the running roundabout, the A47. I'm Dave Stanford.
Cycling to work in the rain, battling in the wind. Take a drink of your Lucozade energy and imagine you're standing on the deck of a Viking longboat. The salty spray of the sea whipping at your face. Put on your horn cycle helmet, friend, and get ready to invade the day! Lucozade energy. Find your flow.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the motor show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
21 minutes past 2 o'clock, Thursday afternoon. Good afternoon, I'm John Holmes. Hello, it is Talk Radio. Time for some of your reactions that have been coming in, by the way. As you know, you can, if you happen to come across a reaction, you might see one lying in the street or just left there by another reaction owner then that hasn't picked it up and put it in the appropriate bin, then do pick that reaction up and send it to us, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
We'll take your reactions at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Cornelius, what have you got?
I immensely find the moose annoying. I wish he'd just shut up with his singing has come in from me. And knock knock, who's there? Anti-who? Anti-climax.
Thanks very much. I've got this in. This has come in from a person. It just says, on promises of songs of yesterday, in the song Here I Go Again by Whitesnake, on the promises of songs of yesterday, hanging's too good for it. Hanging on the promises.
They're getting worse.
Songs of
they
yesterday.
Getting...
I'm running out.
Yeah, clearly.
Have you, I don't know whether you've seen any of the news.
Did I see any of the news?
Today, have you seen any of the news, Cornelius?
I got newsed last night, no, actually, for my phone.
You did not?
Yeah, someone, a newser, come and newsed me.
Just in the street?
Yeah.
What, just grabbed your phone?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, on the bike, yeah. He newsed it off me.
They do that, though, don't they?
Yeah, they go around
to the newsers, they go around in gangs.
Mm.
And they, I saw about three of them there were. Three newses. They newsed an old woman.
That is awful.
For a bag.
That is terrible.
But I watched them doing it. I thought, it's quite complicated, isn't it?
I can't get my head around it.
Well, allow us to help, because this is where we, on Talk Radio in the afternoons, take the complicated news and distill it down to make it simple to its component parts. And as you know, when you distill news down, what do you end up with? That's right, Japanese poetry. And this is where we explain the news in that form, in that medium. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Thank you.
government announced white paper could be black day for the BBC.
The news in haikus. So we are here with Sean. If you were listening a bit ago, you'll know that Sean is our work experience pundit of today. He will be, and has been, discussing, geeky crap, really. That's sort of young people stuff that the rest of us don't really understand. We've already talked about the bloggers, the vloggers, the YouTube, rich YouTube people making their money. What are their names? They're called PewDiePie and...
Phil and Dill,
Logbox. I've seen some of his Wham Hammer. He's very popular, isn't he?
Firefox,
Zootopia,
Zeppelin, Zootopia, Nutella, and Fruitella, and Poo Poo Pie. All of them, the vloggers, and they've been making a lot of money. We talked about that. What are we talking about now, Sean?
Well, I saw online yesterday. Are you a big fan of Kentucky Fried Chicken?
No.
You aren't. Oh, well.
I mean, other chicken is available.
Well, you'll be interested in this. In China, they've got an entire store, KFC, which is completely robot serviced.
Right. Oh.
So all on the, you know, like in China, they give them a bit of a characteristic design. Like they're wearing an apron. They haven't got the colonel's face. That'd be a bit too weird.
Yes.
And
Sorry, stop. Can you just move a minute? Got a very rustly, your jacket that I mentioned earlier, it's very rustly, isn't it? Got a rustly jacket.
Yeah, quickly do the YMCA.
Well,
no, don't sit.
No,
so I don't mind it, you don't have to take it off for it. It's just a rustly jacket, that's all.
No, it's like the wind's blowing in here.
Oh.
No, so you just shout your order out in it and it'll come deliver it to you in like 2 minutes.
You just shout it out?
You know, you just shout your order out when it's your order. It says like, what would you like? You say like a family bucket, extra Pepsi and all that. And say your table name, and it'll come deliver it to you. It's like on wheels and all that. And I'm just wondering how long until this becomes more internationally available.
Would you like to see the rise of the chicken robots?
Oh, well, I love the self-service machines at Sainsbury's, so if this comes around, I'd be more than happy.
Unexpected item in the bagging area. Yeah, do you like that when that happens?
Hmm?
Do you like it when they say that? What a weird fetish thing.
I go then purposely put things there to hear it.
Yeah.
No.
I tell you what, it's the last phrase you want to hear if you're going for a testicular exam at the doctor's.
No, it's just when you go shopping, you just don't want to like talk to people. You've got headphones in, you can just scan, do the work, and leave. I'd just rather see.
So on your, let's say you're going out for chicken, Sean, and you've gone in there and you've shouted your order at a robot. But do humans make it, or is it robot-made?
Well, at the moment...
Yeah. See, I mean, would you trust a robot to make your fried chicken? This is the big question.
Mm. Well, I think the quality isn't really top-notch, so I wouldn't really mind, really.
Yeah. I mean, it's, I don't know. Are we going down the, a terrible dystopian chicken robot-based future here? I mean, think of the errors, you know. I mean, robots, you know, the ones that you can buy to cut your grass in your garden don't work out well, do they? So this is just fraught. I think it's just fraught with trouble. And if they team up with the unexpected item in the bagging area creatures, you know, then it's a whole world of pain, isn't it?
Yeah,
because they will become our overlords.
Yeah, and raw chicken is a risky thing to eat as well.
They'd use it as a weapon.
I'm just wondering if they'll incorporate this into any other, like, factors in life, like, bars. There'll just be, robots that serve you drinks, so there's less queues.
Fewer.
Exactly. I think it should be encouraged, really. Less staff, more robots.
Right. Are you a spokesman for the robot lobby?
No, I'm about five years behind everyone with, technology. I've still got an iPhone 2 or 3 or something.
Have you? Yeah. I mean, what a lot of... He comes in here with his talk of gadgets,
yeah.
And he's got an iPhone 2.
I'm very hypocritical as well. I'll add that on.
Cynical and hypocritical. I don't like that. That's a good way to... Fair enough. You work in the media. That's exactly what you should be. So we've got robot chicken overlords. Mm-hmm. Fine. Now, this is in China. Right, so the Queen would think them rude. The Queen would think this whole idea rude.
Yeah,
should the Queen pop out to a KFC to find Chinese robots running it? I think she'd have something to say, Her Majesty. Do they say the robots? Do they speak?
I think like, please take your order.
They speak in a Chinese accent?
Ooh.
Because you see, we discussed this yesterday.
We did.
And I'm going to ask Sean's opinion, right? So obviously, if I was to say hello like a robot in a Chinese accent, right, it would be considered mildly racist. Because it's that one of those accents you can't do for some reason. Like India, right? That's fair, isn't it? But what if, right, why is it, Sean, okay for me to say hello in French? Oh, hello. Right? Or Scottish? Oh, hello. Right? Or German? Can't really do that, right? But not in the other accents. We see why. See, we were trying to work out why that is.
Why you can't do that?
Why can't you do that?
Why? It's a risky thing to answer, and I'm trying to think of a way not to answer it.
Well, it's interesting. I mean, you know, it's still interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
But my question really then is it all right for robots, which aren't Chinese, because they're robots, to speak in a Chinese accent?
Well, they have to speak in an accent.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that in and of themselves, they're not Chinese because they are robots. So they could speak in robot, but is it all right for them to say, is it all right, if I can't say Chinese hello, but is it all right for a robot to go, hello, is it?
What?
I don't know, that's the question I'm asking. I don't know.
So can like robots be programmed to be prejudiced and like slightly racist? Can we do that as well?
We'll save that for next week. Brilliant, Sean, thank you so much for coming in. That is Sean with his gadget crap. Geeky review for work experience punditry. You're listening to Talk Radio. Hello, I am... Oh, hello. I am... That was the noise of Victoria sitting down. I am John Holmes. Very shortly, what are we doing next? Yes, we're going outside. What the people think. We'll also be joined by the High Priest, Vexen Le Crowley, for a thought for the day for Satanists. 2:31, here's Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
The BBC will keep its licence fee until 2022, but will be regulated by an external organisation for the first time in 90 years. Culture Secretary John Whittingdale has been outlining the future of the corporation to the Commons. He also confirmed people watching the iPlayer will be required to get a TV licence. But Shadow Culture Secretary Maria Eagle says lots more controversial plans have been left out.
The fact that most of his wilder proposals appear to have been watered down or dumped or delayed by the government of which he's a member is a reflection of his diminishing influence and lack of clout. He's not got his way in most things, Mr. Speaker, and I welcome that.
The Bank of England has intervened in the European Union referendum debate to warn of a potential impact of an exit. It says a leave decision could mean higher inflation, a rise in unemployment, a decrease in investment and lower growth, possibly even recession. But Boris Johnson claims a Brexit will enable the UK to strike trade deals and create 300,000 jobs. David Cameron says real progress is being made at a major anti-corruption summit in London. The PM's already announced that foreign companies buying UK property will have to be open about who's putting the cash in. More patients than ever before are waiting more than 4 hours to be seen in English A&E departments. NHS figures for March show 87% were treated on time, short of the 95% target. And a report by Oxfam America's reveal poultry workers on production lines are resorting to wearing nappies because they're ridiculed for requesting toilet breaks. The charity is calling on companies to change their practices to improve working conditions. The weather dry...
What? Read that one again?
So people who are working on production lines in America for poultry companies...
We were just talking about chicken.
Yeah, chicken.
Yeah, so the people who deal with chickens on production lines. Over in the States, a report by Oxfam has found that managers aren't letting them have toilet breaks freely... So staff are wearing nappies.
I thought they were robots now.
No, there are human beings who do it in America and they're wearing nappies.
Oh, right.
Robots in China don't wear nappies.
They're not. They just go on the floor.
They wheel.
That's disgusting.
They do.
And I'm not eating there.
Have you ever been in a chicken shop and trodden in robot excrement? Right? You'll never go in again, you're right.
No,
it's
yeah.
Horrible. Do you think it's a good idea, the nappies, Victoria?
No, I think that they should be allowed to go to the toilet when they need to go.
Well, they are. In their nappies.
No, to the literal toilet, not in their nappies.
What if... Allow me to paint you a scenario. What if...
I hope it's not graphic.
They brought the toilet to the production line.
No, because so, surely that's got, like, an infection risk.
Yes.
Cross-contamination. That's not allowed.
Well, but if they're standing in their own excrement...
They're not... Mm.
What about they wear nappies, but they're allowed to go to the toilet, but they're not allowed to use the toilet, but they can use the nappies in the toilet?
Why would that even be a suggestion?
Just a suggestion.
Just a suggestion.
Don't think that's great.
What if they were allowed to... Right, okay, so there's a production line.
Yeah.
Where they're packing poultry.
Mm-hmm.
What if every sixth box of chicken was empty, right? Mm. And then you just wait for one to come along and go in that.
What happens if it got sent out and someone bought?
Well, that's a risk.
That product.
I think that's the risk we're prepared to take, isn't it?
It's not for Russian roulette, John.
For the comfort of an employee.
Yeah, that's not a good suggestion either.
They'd have to stop the conveyor belt in that case as well, otherwise it'd be really awkward.
Well, no, because I think you can run alongside it. All you've got to do is time your wax.
I think you're trivialising.
The
plight these people are going through.
Yes, you're right, I am. It's 2:35.
Can I do the weather?
Oh, God.
I don't have to. Go it's on. Just part no, of my job, isn't it?
Do you need the toilet?
No.
Okay.
And I'd just like to say that Talk Radio doesn't force people into doing that sort of thing.
Talk Sport does that.
We don't mix with them though.
No.
The weather, dry and fine for most, but a few showers are possible, mainly across southwestern England and Wales, turning cooler and cloudier across some northeastern areas, warm with highs of 23 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Much like the inside of a nappy. It's 2:36. Thank you, Victoria Louise Bourne.
That's okay. Jonathan Richard Holmes.
Here's next.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me every Saturday morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Saturday morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Okay, then. Well, you know, it's Talk Radio, isn't it? As, that much is abundantly clear. And it's, well, it's the home of reaction. And some of the reaction aren't the reactions you send in. Some of the reactions are out on the street. People are reacting all the time out there. And we often go outside to find out what the people think. We go outside, we walk into, I'm going to say the people. And we find out what they think. The people. Because they think. But what do the people think? Today, what do the people think? Do they think cushions or monkeys?
Monkeys.
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 Cushions.
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 Monkeys.
Cushions.
Monkeys.
Cushions.
Cushions.
Monkeys.
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 Cushions.
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 Monkeys.
Monkeys.
Cushions.
Monkeys.
Cushions.
Monkeys.
Cushions.
Monkeys.
Cushions.
Cushions.
Thank you.
Cushions.
Monkeys.
Cushions.
Cushions.
Monkeys.
Monkeys.
Cushions.
Cushions.
Monkeys.
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 Cushions.
Monkeys.
Cushions.
Monkeys.
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 Cushions.
Monkeys.
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 Cushions.
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 What the people think today. Do they think monkeys or cushions? Some of them thought monkeys there, but the others, they thought cushions. If you've got an opinion as to whether you think monkeys or cushions, then do get in touch with us, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word monkeys or cushions.
Okay then, you're listening to, thing, what I said earlier. Now, I don't know whether you're aware that this weekend sees the Eurovision Song Contest. The Eurovision Song Contest, the spectacle of campery, that it is, in Europe where, do you know what, I've never actually watched it, but, you know, basically what happens is that weird bands and musicians that literally can't get a gig elsewhere turn up and do some terrible song, and then everyone votes. Hey, you know what it is. But the thing is, there are facts about the Eurovision Song Contest that you may not know. And we thought this afternoon we'd bring you some Eurovision Song Contest style facts. So, for instance, Cornelius, I know you've got some there, haven't you?
Yeah,
Eurovision Song Contest for Dummies, really, isn't it? We're just helping people out with this. What have you got?
Yeah, lots of Eurovision facts. Of course, as a special tribute at this year's Eurovision, everyone taking part will be dressed as Terry Wogan.
Yes, that's right, because obviously he died since the...
He did do a die,
yes, you're right. Now we're joined as well in the studio now by interim producer Ricky. Hello, Ricky.
Hello, John.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, I'm all right, thanks.
Good. Now, good. So you're here because Ginger producer Dave, is off.
Yep.
Spearing students again, and Asprod Cass, who is ordinarily through the glass, mm-hmm. Isn't here either.
Yeah.
Because she's doing an exam.
Yeah. So they call me in.
So you're it.
Last resort.
Yes. So, and you normally work on Sam Delaney.
Mr. Sam Delaney, yeah.
I see, yeah. So, how are you finding it so far? Is it alright?
Yeah, he's alright.
Not him.
How's this? Oh, it's been great.
Yeah.
I spoke to a clown.
I know!
What?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a great time.
Great.
Also, can I bring this up? Yesterday, an MP who's like fairly well known. I spoke to him and said, could you come on the show?
Yeah.
And he said, yes. And he goes, oh, I was listening to your station earlier today. And I go, oh, right. And, what? And he goes, I heard a lot of stuff about arses. Something about Scandinavian arses. I just didn't listen to that. Yeah, I know which show that was.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Yeah.
Was it? Yeah. We just move past that one. Just the psychedelic show, isn't it, really? That's what I described it. The psychedelic show.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a bit anarchic.
Well, it was a big debate yesterday, wasn't it? Because that was the thing. The problem was, there was a big debate raging as to whether or not we should keep bottoms, whether or not they've had their day. They were doing trials in Scandinavia, absolutely, where they've removed the bottoms from people and rewired their insides. In order that they didn't need the bottom and they would sick up a poo. And I like the idea that a big name MP tuned in for that.
Yeah, I know. all of what we could have listened to.
Name him.
I refuse
really
to. No, I refuse
Go
to.
On.
No, because what's going to happen is you're going to end up calling him.
I'm not!
You are?
I won't. I
know how this works.
Go on, who is it?
I go down a
Who's the bottom MP? Who is the bottom MP?
Who is it?
Alright. If I tell you what's going to happen, what's going to be the next thing that happens? Am I going to end up calling him and he's going to be on the show?
No, that won't happen. I'm just interested into which prominent MP accidentally tuned into this programme yesterday and heard a debate about people in Sweden having their arses removed.
It was Stephen Pound.
Oh, he'll go on anything. He literally will. Literally, number one in the call box. Yeah, I need an MP. Stephen Pound will do it.
He's great. I like Stephen Pound.
Let's call him!
Yeah.
Okay, let's not. Right, okay, Eurovision facts, Ricky, I know you've got some.
Yep, in 2006, the UK hosted a referendum as to whether the UK should remain or leave Eurovision. At the time, the US president said that the UK would face grave consequences if we left the competition.
I've got one here. Eurovision started in 1956, and for the first few years, of course, it was in the closet. It wasn't until 1965 that Eurovision finally came out as homosexual, but few were surprised. You listen to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes. We'll be doing showbiz. Showbiz next.
Yeah.
Because showbiz, isn't it? With a man from Talksport who knows nothing of showbiz and has very little interest in it. We'll be doing it next. You listen to Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
All of us at QuickFit would like to say a big thank you to each and every one of our customers. And what better way to say thanks than offering you a great deal, like a free 40-point brake check. So get down to your local QuickFit today. QuickFit, it's all about the service.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trades go.
Get a real deal from Selco Builders Warehouse on a wide range of trades quality building products. In May, get a real deal on 100mm Thermalite Shield blocks, just 87 pence each ex-vat. Now that's a real deal. See even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trades go.
Let's start the meeting with a round of quick-fire questions. Whoever gets the most correct answers gets tomorrow off. First question, what's the most efficient way to manage our expenses?
Concur.
How can you capture supplier invoices electronically and manage approvals from anywhere?
Concur.
By switching to blank, we now have the tools that give us full visibility into company spend.
Concur.
Bob, you're the winner. You get tomorrow off.
But tomorrow's Saturday.
A deal's a deal.
Oh.
Expense, travel, invoice. Learn more at concur.co.uk.
It's a beautiful thing when little things come together. Life is in the details. The new Volvo V40R design with adaptive digital display, Thor hammer headlights and 17-inch diamond cut alloys. Now all this and more from just £259 a month, including maintenance, with Volvo car leasing with an initial rental of £259.
4-year contract hire agreement offer ends June 30th, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Optional maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Book a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
On the A1M in North Yorkshire, there's barrier repair work closing a lane between junction 44 Branham and 45 for Boston Spa. Traffic is slow. Southbound M5 in Worcestershire, there's a vehicle broken down in the roadworks at junction 5, the Droitwich turn, so traffic's busy. Through Hertfordshire, the A1M, there's a northbound accident near junction 7 for Stevenage, so a lane closed. And the A12 at Great Yarmouth at the Runham roundabout, the A47, an accident there causing queues. I'm Dave Stanford.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Friday the 13th, unlucky for some, but not for you. We are going Eurovision-tastic on the show with not only Anthony Costa from Blue, but also Sonia, Queen of the Mersey, also Deborah Stevenson, top impressionist, all that and a butcher, a baker, and by the way, a candlestick maker, genuinely with their views on the EU referendum. You lucky people. Watch out for that black cat.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Tomorrow morning from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And a good afternoon to you. Right, it's just coming up to 2:50, and just ahead of showbiz. Have you seen any news, Cornelius? Have you seen any news?
Yeah, we've had a news problem at my house.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Oh, again.
Yeah, it's little holes. We can see news droppings everywhere.
Yeah. Cuttings. Have you called the news? Exterminators.
Yeah.
Put the little box down, don't
they? Yeah.
So when you got up this morning, did you pick up one of the little boxes, little traps?
Yeah.
And was there some news traps in it?
Yeah, there's a headline in it.
Broken its spine.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So you have seen some news.
Yeah, I've seen some news, but it was dead.
Dead, yeah. Well, the thing is, it's quite complicated, isn't it?
I couldn't get my head around it.
Well, allow us to help, because this is where we make news simple, by distilling it down to its original form, which is, of course, Japanese poetry. It's five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Boris calls David. Cameron demented. Pot calling kettle black.
The news in haikus. Right, Talk Radio in the afternoons. It is time for our weekly showbiz roundup, brought to you by a man from Talk Sport who just happens to work in the office, who knows nothing about showbiz and has even less, fewer interest in it. He's called Rhys. It's well off his remit. Hi, Rhys.
Hi, how you doing?
Yeah, very good, thanks. What showbiz are you bringing us today?
All the showbiz.
All the showbiz. That's exactly what we wanted as well. All the showbiz. Where are we going to start?
We're going to start with Gwyneth Paltrow and her weird and wonderful website churning out the fact that she thinks that we all should avoid toxic lubes when having sex and use coconut oil instead. She summed it up with, if it's safe to eat, it's generally safe to apply. Underline the word generally there.
I mean, Paltrow has got form here, hasn't she?
She has, yeah.
Right, so, she used to go out with, what's his face? Chris Martin.
Chris Martin.
I'm married to Chris Martin, in fact. Right, so Paltrow, okay, good. Well, now this is the same woman who, on the same website, let us be clear, said it was what ladies should do. Mm-hmm. Is steam clean their foo-foo, right? Mm. That's what she said.
The very same, yeah.
Yeah, and this was controversial because she said that what she's... Did she say she got a machine? She'd made her own
some
version
sort of product.
She got a machine. I think she built it herself out of like a Nutribullet or something. she's got the components of a Nutribullet and a steam iron, and she sits on it. And that somehow, and in her words, not mine, the right thing to do is to steam clean your uterus. And that is what Paltrow said. And now she's gone a little bit further. She's suggesting we use natural oils downstairs.
No, absolutely. I think she's got too much time on her hands.
She's got too much coconut oil on her hands as well.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, and this is on her website. If you want to follow her, coconut oil though.
Coconut oil.
It's a very hipster thing, isn't it? Coconut oil.
Oh, is it? Is that the thing?
All I'm hearing about is coconut water as well.
Yeah.
Everyone in the office out there is drinking coconut water because it makes them feel so much healthier.
Right. Do you want to punch them in the face?
It is a little bit aggravating, I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah, fine. what else have you got?
Selena Gomez being spotted getting touchy-feely with Katy Perry's boyfriend, Orlando Bloom. For a start, I didn't know they were going out, let alone that Selena Gomez was now the third wheel in this very early 2000s sort of relationship story. Apparently, after Selena Gomez's concert in Las Vegas, Orlando Bloom and her were seen snogging.
Right.
And getting close.
Were they?
Yes.
So which one's Selena Gomez?
One who went out with Justin Bieber before it became socially acceptable to listen to some of his music, but not all of it.
So she's ex Bieber.
She's ex Bieber.
Yeah.
And now she's getting herself some bloom.
Some bloom. I worked with Orlando Bloom.
Mm-hmm.
Right. He was about six.
Okay.
Because he used to do youth theatre when I worked in a theatre.
Oh, cool.
Are you yawning?
No.
You're yawning at my bloom anecdote.
Maybe.
You are, aren't you?
Yeah, I was.
I know you've heard it before.
Oh, I'm just waiting to tell my blooming dote as well, because I have one as well.
Yeah, my blooming dote, then, is... Well, it's that. He was in the youth theatre, and I did the sound and lighting in the theatre. So it's not very good, really. It's fine.
I met his mum.
Did you teach her how to kiss?
No. No. She came into a shop that I was working at to tell me that she was Orlando Bloom's mum.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
Good, fine.
I can't top that.
I mean, to be honest, don't even try, really.
No, I'm not going to.
That's class A blooming dotes right there.
No.
So he's going out with... So he's getting off with Selena Gomez.
Yeah, on the side of going out with Katy Perry.
Katy Perry. She's the one who used to go out with Russell Brand.
That is the one, yeah.
Right. They do kind of swap about a lot, people, don't they?
Yeah, they
do. It always strikes me that you sort of go, you know, why don't they genuinely go out with ordinary people? Mm-hmm. Why is it always? Is it just because they don't understand, only another celebrity would understand me? Is that it? Or, you're on Tinder, Cornelius. Celebrities go on it? Or is there a special celebrity?
Apparently you can get verified on Tinder like you are on Twitter.
Yeah.
Hillary Duff was on it, apparently.
Hillary Duff. Well, I came across Hillary Clinton on it.
Did you?
No, I didn't.
Was that the end of the night?
What a scandal. No, I've never seen any celebs on it.
No.
or anyone.
And you spend all the time on that, don't you? So it's a surprise. Okay, fine. Well, that's we've got updates on Gomez and Bloom. What else we got?
There's a masseuse who lists Kanye West, Oasis, and Gwen Stefani amongst her clients, and she says her technique is to bite their bottom during the massage. I can't imagine that's very relaxing, just sort of laying there getting a rub down and then all of a sudden whack.
No, I mean I struggle with massage anyway, yeah. Because what's weird about it is you're not looking, are you?
No.
And so you don't really know what they're going to do next, and it's always a bit of a surprise.
Yeah.
Certainly the ones I go to. but if you knew during it someone was going to bite you off.
Yeah.
Bite you, right? Yeah. Then you wouldn't relax, would you? You'd be forever on edge.
You'd be waiting for the impact.
You would.
Definitely.
And what does she suggest it does? What are the benefits of being bitten on the buttock?
I don't know about any benefits. She just seems to be getting away with it. And nobody has reported these assaults.
Right. So she's reported herself.
Yeah, she's just like, I've bit Kanye West's bum. That's her bumming dote.
Who were the other ones?
Oasis, I suppose that means all of them together.
So all of Oasis together.
All of Oasis together.
Went along for massage.
Just going along.
Yeah.
One by one. And Gwen Stefani.
Pretty. It's an interesting lineup, isn't it?
It's proper night.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I suppose, you know, I mean, what's her plan with that? Does she get something out of it? She's got now some of Noel Gallagher's bum hair, right, in her teeth. You know, that, I suppose, you could eBay that, couldn't you? You could, well.
Fetch a couple of quid, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Mm, yeah.
I bet if you Google Noel Gallagher's bum hair, go on.
I've got it as a bookmark, so.
You know, it's the sort of thing people would buy.
Yeah.
Not me, obviously. I mean, I've not it. Anything?
No. I'm not actually going to Google it.
Google it!
God.
Oh, Gallagher's bum hair. What you got? Safe search off.
I got a video. You're feeling lucky?
I
got a video saying, why do we have butt hair? And everything you need to know about grooming your ass from GQ magazine.
Great point.
Gwyneth Paltrow talking about it.
Rub the oil on it. Very, very quickly, what have you got? What final nightmare?
Serena Williams has eaten dog food, and apparently it's left her feeling sick.
What?
Shock horror. It's like in some hotel, they do it out of some sort of fancy try this type thing, and yeah, she weren't a fan.
No. So what? Where's this?
In LA, I believe.
Right. It's a hipster thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's got a hipster written all over it.
No, totally.
Try the dog food. Is it wet food or dry food? Does it say? Is it specific?
I think it's wet food.
Oh, God.
It's on Instagram, but...
Yeah.
I ain't watching it.
Who is it again?
Serena Williams.
She has got a shiny coat, though, hasn't she?
Yeah.
You know. And a wet nose. So she is healthy. Reece, thanks very much for your showbiz roundup.
No worries.
The showbiz there, brought to you by a man from TalkSport who has no interest in showbiz whatsoever. You listen to Talk Radio, we'll do the big debate next.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's red versus brown in the Battle of the Sauces. To celebrate the launch of two tantalising new flavours from Burton's Fish and Chips, the baked snack available in Chip Shop inspired flavours, we're giving you the chance to bag a fully flavoursome £1,000 cash prize on Talk Radio. Register to play now on the competitions page at talkradio.co.uk. Then test your trivia knowledge to win £1,000 in the Battle of the Sauces. Afternoons from 4 on Talk Radio with Burton's Fish and Chips.
Dad?
Window's up, kids.
Mine's stuck. The cow's licking my face.
Don't let a breakdown get in the way of your holiday. Green Flag's 5-star UK cover will get you moving again in 35 minutes on average. Plus, get up to 40% off phone prices when you buy online. Green Flag, no matter what.
5-star de facto rating on Recovery Plus, underwritten by UK Insurance Limited. Time at roadside from Network Report, November 15 to March 16.
44,000 UK men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in the next 12 months. Prostate Cancer UK has one ambition. to help stop men dying from prostate cancer. With your help, we can make prostate cancer a disease the next generation of men needn't fear. Search Men United and join the fight now.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Just coming up to 3 o'clock. Good afternoon, I'm John Holmes. It's Thursday. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, all change at the BBC. The bank warns against Brexit and a car swallowed by a sinkhole.
Talk Radio.
New government plans have revealed the BBC will keep its licence fee, which will be extended to iPlayer. The Culture Secretary also says the corporation will lose the power to regulate itself for the first time in 90 years. Instead, Ofcom will become its new standards watchdog, while the National Audit Office will look after its finances. Damian Collins, who sits on the government's Culture, Media and Sport committees, told Talk Radio the BBC will remain in control of its content.
People love the BBC. It is it's a fantastic national institution. And the person that will remain in charge of it in terms of its editorial output will remain the Director General. So the Secretary of State isn't going to be deciding on the Saturday schedule. All those decisions remain with the BBC. But what we want after transmission is the ability for the Audit Office to say, do they use the money wisely? And for Ofcom to say, are they doing their job well? Is their output distinctive?
Leave campaigners are criticising the Governor of the Bank of England for comments suggesting a vote to exit the EU could harm the UK economy. Mark Carney says there could be rising unemployment, delayed investment and a drop in the value of the pound, as well as lower growth, even a possible recession. But Vote Leave thinks he should be careful as he doesn't cause a crisis with its prediction. Mr Carney insists, though, he has a right to speak up.
It is our responsibility to analyse those risks. The political choice is to suppress this type of analysis, these types of discussions, so people can understand. But this is entirely within remit.
An official report says migrants coming to the UK for short periods is the reason why there's a gap between immigration figures and the number registered to work. The difference has prompted claims that immigration from the EU may have been underestimated. Royal Bank of Scotland has drawn up plans to cut 200 jobs as it reduces the number of branches it has. The bank intends to get rid of office roles in Scotland, Wales or South West England. A&E waiting times in England are the worst on record. 87% of patients are seen within a 4-hour target in March. The aim is 95% in that time frame. And the owner of a family car swallowed up by a sinkhole in southeast London says he's thankful his family weren't hurt. The people carrier fell into a large crater which opened up on a street in Greenwich in the early hours of this morning, forcing roads to be shut off and bus routes diverted.
Talk Radio national weather.
Dry and fine. For most. But a few showers are possible, mainly across southwestern England and Wales. Turning cooler and cloudy across some northeastern areas. Feeling warm with highs of 23 degrees.
Victoria, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
It's 1 minute past three, and now the sports with Ben, live from a hairdresser's.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. It's been a busy day of managerial comings and goings so far. We understand that Everton have sacked their boss Roberto Martinez. The Spaniard's been under considerable pressure during the latter stages of the season, with the club 12th in the Barclays Premier League table, knocked out of the FA Cup semi-finals by Manchester United, and with just one win in their last 13 league matches. Meanwhile, Frank de Boer has quit as manager of Dutch club Ajax. The former Barcelona and Rangers player was reported to be a target for the Toffees. De Boer says he's not sure what he'll do next. Tottenham have rewarded head coach Mauricio Pochettino with a new 5-year deal that will commit the Argentinian to the club until 2021. Spurs are guaranteed a top three finish in the Barclays Premier League this season and have Champions League football to look forward to in the next campaign. Finally, tennis. Roger Federer has been knocked out at the Italian Open. He was beaten in straight sets 7-6, 6-4 by world number 15 Dominic Thiem. Andy Murray's in action later this afternoon against Frenchman Jeremy Chardy. That's your latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thanks, Ben. That's Ben with the sport there, live from a hairdresser's. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
Where do we begin?
John Holmes.
Welcome back, Mr.
Holmes. Talk Radio. Yeah. So good afternoon then and welcome. Big debate along in a moment. This is Talk Radio though in the afternoon. I am, yes, John Holmes. And today on the programme, still to come, as the government announces its white paper on the future of the BBC, Lenny Henry already denounced its name, wanting to see more of a BAME paper. We'll be revealing those top BBC presenter salaries. Graham Norton, in the region of 2 million, we learn, for his BBC One chat show and Radio 2 show. Gary Lineker, 2 million for Match of the Day. Claire Balding, 2 million in the region of for her work on various BBC programmes. And Chris Evans, 2 million for bullying staff and showing his ginger winky to junior producers. More BBC salary details as we get them this afternoon. Talk Radio. Time for the big debate. Here we go, Dan. So, a lot of people talking about this story today. Of course, it's possibly the biggest story that anyone's been talking about in the UK in the whole of today. This is more than 13,000 suspected and convicted criminals facing charges, including murder, are on the run, according to information released by the police under the FOA, the Freedom of Information Act. More than 13,000 suspected and convicted criminals facing charges, including murder, are on the run after skipping court bail. On the phone and listening to that, and very much against skipping, is Chris. Good afternoon, Chris.
Hi, John. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Interesting story, this, isn't it? Because it's got the word skipping in it, and you really are very much against the notion of skipping.
Absolutely. I mean, it's just they should be serving their time. There's this kind of joyous approach they're looking to take. It's not seeing their time through in jail. It's shocking.
Yes. Let me just bring in Dom, who's on the other line, who is very much for the notion of skipping. Is that right? Is that right, Dom?
I am, John. Yes. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Yeah.
Yes,
so tell me, look, I've got let me just clarify this with the story, right? Because I've got this here, right? Skipping, right? An abomination, it says, right? Boxers and little girls both do it, so that is clearly weird, right? That is I've just got that as a text here, right? That's come in on 87222. John, what will we do with the ropes if we stop skipping? Well, I mean, why are you so in favour of it? I mean, skipping is just for boxers and little girls, isn't it?
Oh, it's for everybody. Footballers do it. You can skip through papers. You can skip down the road. You can skip to the shops. It's a universal thing, which makes it just so brilliant. Everybody can do skipping.
Yeah. Okay, well,
it's great for your health. It's great for the community. It's just great for everyone.
Yeah, all right. Well, look, Chris is still on the line here. Now, Chris, I mean, you know, you're sitting there thinking, well, no, I've never heard such nonsense in all my life. What, you know, skipping is just, we just shouldn't be doing it in 2016. What is the point, right?
It's not a proper sport. Is it in the Olympics?
No, it isn't. No, you're absolutely right. It's not.
And it's a very dangerous sport.
Yes.
Let's not forget that, because not only for the person skipping, the rope's going at a speed, it could hurt themselves, but what about the people watching? What about the people around? They could be victims of, without knowing it, before you know it, major injury.
This is an emotive subject, because a lot of texts coming in here saying skipping should be outlawed, like spitting in public. Is that true? I mean, spitting sounds a bit like skipping, doesn't it, Chris?
It does. I mean, skipping, maybe it was more acceptable back then, but I think today maybe it should be, you know, not seen in public.
Do you think people who skip should be punished?
I think that's a strong talking to as a start.
Yes.
And then, yeah, if it's repeat offenders, yes, they should be, action taken.
Maybe bring back capital punishment for people who skip.
At a minimum.
Yeah, I mean, because that would give the rope another use.
Indeed.
Yeah. Dom, now, you're for it, but honestly, I don't know why, because, I mean, I have played devil's advocate, but I'm pretty much with the anti-skipping lolly lobby here, not the skipping lolly, that's a very different thing.
No. I mean, skipping, if what else would you do with a rope other than tie people up with them? So to skip with these ropes stops people tying everybody up.
Yeah.
You get to do some great exercise. It takes minimal skill to do skipping. it increases your self-awareness because you're then aware of people around you.
Yeah.
Skipping, it increases your health, which helps you go to the doctors more often.
Yeah.
So it reduces the,
yeah,
all the strain on the NHS.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
boxers, if little girls can do it, everybody can do it.
Yeah. We can't even call them skippers anymore, can we? Because of political correctness. So, you know, I mean, I've already, we have to call them now people who skip, course. Now, look, what would you say to people who have said the only kind of skips we should have are the crisps and the large building industry receptacles, Dom? I mean, you know, this is
I totally agree with that because that's all part of skipping.
Right, so it's okay, because it's got...
Yes, it's got the word skip in
it's skip-related, yes.
You're getting rid of rubbish, it's all skip-related, yes.
Okay,
Skips make you smelt on the mouth.
Right, right, Chris, you're listening to that. He's just called you racist. What do you make of that?
I'm offended.
Yeah.
Almost speechless.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing that annoys me about skipping is the lyrics they use while they're doing the skipping. That really annoys me. And why can't they use proper words like Byron and Keats and Pam Ayres? Why can't they, you know, skip to that?
That's a very, very good point. And that, because a lot of people are saying exactly that. And because they skip, don't they, to salt, mustard, vinegar and pepper, people are, a lot of people are saying, you know, that just encourages skippers. Apologies for that. Those who skip. So there's now a call for a ban on salt, on mustard and on vinegar and on pepper, because they say that will bring down the number of people who skip. I mean, what do you make of that, Dom? You are for skipping, but where do you stand on the condiments that are used in rhymes?
To be fair, on the condiments, you can't skip the condiments. I like my condiments, and I find that notion those would be ridiculous if they add things, but. On the first skipping department, you know, you skip other things. Skip things that are for you.
Well, look, Dom. So Chris, like the papers. Chris and or Dom is whichever one he is saying that people should skip if they're allowed to skip, maybe to act to proper poetry, Byron, Keats, Pam Ayres, as he suggested, rather than just words that are condiments. I mean, what do you make of that? Would you like to see a world where people are skipping to Keats?
Skipping to Keats, yes, definitely.
And Chris, would you be prepared to accept skipping to Keats, to keep skipping, or would you... I mean, where would you stand on that if we just changed the poem?
I think it's something that we need to introduce slowly, but I think it would work well.
Yeah. In Sweden, let me give you some examples. In Sweden, this is what's happened. They're trialling reducing the number of... skip people who skip, and they've got tripod robots now that have been going around. We talked about robots earlier in China, but this is in Sweden. They've got robots that are tripods like the ones in War of the Worlds going around the countryside, and anyone found skipping, and this is from children to boxers, they sling them into nets underneath the tripod robots like the ones in War of the Worlds, made of their own skipping ropes, and dump them ironically in skips. And trials of this, as I say, in Sweden have reduced the number of people who skip by 80% now. I mean, is that a trial you'd like to see done over here, Chris? Would you like to see...
Absolutely. And if they can get 80%, I can't see why we can't hit 90.
Yeah, with the same technique, the giant robots.
Absolutely. I think we've got the capability here. We can make more of it. 90% should be our target.
Yeah. Dom, would you say, though, I mean, that would just drive the skippers underground?
No, I mean, all I can say is they can't be very good at skipping is... been caught in their own ropes, if they were good at skipping like we are over here in Britain, then we'd be just jumping around and wouldn't be getting caught.
We'd be skipping out of the way of the robots.
And themselves up in their own legs.
Yes. I mean, in Sweden they have, I mean, again, problem, they've driven the skippers underground, literally, because now sewer skipping is a big problem. People aren't skipping on the surface of the planet anymore. People are going into sewers to skip. And this is causing a big problem, as you can imagine, because if Chris, what's in a sewer?
Well, what isn't in a sewer? I mean, that's, you know, it's unhealthy, it's unhygienic, you know, and health and safety alone. I mean, you know, these people shouldn't be doing it, but then when they do it, shouldn't be putting their own lives at risk, you know, by practicing.
Well, exactly. And what you're getting is the skipping rope going through the contents of the sewer, and that flicks it about. And this is a big problem underneath Sweden. Now, if you drive skipping underground, this is what is going to happen. Dom.
The perfect reason to not drive skipping underground and let us do it on the surface, enjoying ourselves, making the world a better place.
Well, does it make the world a better place? Because I don't know that it does. People who skip, you know, are, as I say, children and, well, little girls, let's be specific. You don't get many boys skipping, I don't think. You know, I've never seen a boy...
Just look at the joy on their faces when they are skipping. Look at the energy and the passion that the boxers put into their skipping to make themselves quicker in the ring. Look at the energy and passion by the middle-aged bloke like myself when he's got the paper in front of him, skipping through to the best bits.
What would you do...
to the cartoons.
If you're going to get rid of skipping, Chris, what would you do the light fandango in that song? What would you do the light fandango?
Hopscotch.
You'd hopscotch the light fandango.
It's a classic. It works.
Yeah.
Scans well.
Using the same technique as skipping, but without the rope.
Well, this hopscotch does involve a skip, doesn't it?
It's got a point,
Chris, hasn't he? The hopscotch involves a sort of jump and a bit of a skip. It doesn't have the rope skip, but it is a skip.
But my concern has always been about the rope and the injuries that are potential. Take the rope out of the equation, and it's a hop. It's a timed hop.
Yeah.
I'd like to see the triple jumpers call you up on that one, because they do a hop, skip and a jump. So what would we change that one to?
Yeah, what are you going to put in the middle of the hop and the jump, Chris?
A bounce.
A bounce. A hop, a bounce and a jump. Doesn't that make sense, Dom?
That makes sense. You need a trampoline in there.
No, you can bounce off the ground, can't you? A hop, a bounce and a jump. And then we don't have to bother with the notion of the skip.
Yeah, but then the bounce, it just doesn't roll off the tongue like a skip does. It's a hop, skip and a jump. And the middle is overpronounced to make it all sound nothing jolly.
I'm going to ask you to sum up the debate in one word. Dom first.
Kangaroos.
Chris, sum up the debate in one word.
Bounce.
It's 3:15. If you've got a viewpoint on whether or not we should keep skipping, with or without ropes, and whether you think we should follow the model of the Swedes, who are now trialling giant tripod robots like Out of War of the Worlds, travelling around the countryside and picking up anyone who skips and slinging them into a net made of their own skipping ropes and then dumping them, ironically, in skips. And you think that's the sort of thing we should be doing in this country, as the Swedes have now managed to reduce skipping by 80%. In their country. Then let us know what you think. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's a beautiful thing when little things come together. Life is in the details. The new Volvo V40R design with adaptive digital display, Thor hammer headlights and 17-inch diamond cut alloys. Now all this and more from just £259 a month, including maintenance, with Volvo car leasing with an initial rental of £259.
4-year contract hire agreement offer ends June 30th, subject to status. Mileage and return conditions apply. Optional maintenance covers routine servicing, tyres, replacement parts and repairs due to fair wear and tear. Visit volvocars.co.uk for more details.
Book a test drive today at your nearest Volvo showroom.
The nation decides! Is it red sauce or brown sauce? Burton's Fish and Chips have created two tantalisingly tasty great new British flavours, but only one must prevail. Try our red sauce and brown sauce snacks today and vote for your favourite flavour, bagging the chance to pack it a whopping £10,000. The Great British Battle of the Sauces, red versus brown. Brought to you by Burton's Fish and Chips. Find us on Facebook and vote now.
I'm going to be supporting Armed Forces Day because I see the work our boys and girls are doing around the world and I really want to show my support.
I'll be supporting Armed Forces Day because I'm proud of what my granddad did in the war.
I'm supporting Armed Forces Day because it protects our way of life and I want them to be there to look after my grandchildren.
Armed Forces Day is Saturday the 25th of June. There are events going on all over the country. Take part and show your support for our armed forces, past and present. Find out more at armedforcesday.org.uk.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
On the A1M in North Yorkshire, there's barrier repairs, so one lane closed northbound between junction 44 Branham and junction 45 Boston Spa. On the M60 at Greater Manchester, there's concrete in the road. It's on the anti-clockwise carriageway between junction 11 Burton and 10 at the Trafford Centre, so a lane closed and traffic really slow. Southbound M5 in Worcestershire, there's still a broken down vehicle in the roadworks at junction 5 for Droitwich. It's being recovered, causing delays at the moment. Just one lane closed. I'm Dave Stanford.
The Teflon Maiden of Mid-Morning Radio is here.
Mid-Mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Hard-hitting debate, strong opinions, and essential listening. Julia Hartley Brewer.
You turn if you want to.
The ladies not for turning off.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Tomorrow morning from 10.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
A lot of reaction coming in. If you've got a reaction, whether you're not, you'd like to see the end of skipping. After all, a lot of people are saying, well, it's just for boxers and little girls. Then you can react 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
What have you got, Cornelius?
What's going on? Lots coming in. Mum says that she's seen children as young as 5 skipping in the street, John.
No.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, this is the problem, isn't it?
Yeah. And Skipper Hater says, people who skip should skip to the loo and then flush themselves down it.
You can't call them skippers anymore.
Well, NPC. I don't think that's very PC of that person to call themselves.
People who skip. Mm. John, I live in Skipton in North Yorkshire. It says fingers Wakely. So that's me, knackered. Hashtag skip. John says, Barry, I like tins of John West skippers in tomato sauce. What's going to happen with those? It's a very good question, isn't it? We'll have to monitor that situation. Thanks for that. If you've got any other reactions, you can react them in this direction, 87222.
Start your message with the word.
That's all right.
Twitter. We're on Twitter and Facebook.
Past 3 then on a Thursday afternoon, and goodness me, if it's not time for the diversity paper review. Oh, it is time for the diversity paper review. It's where we, well, very apt today, of course, the BBC badly named white paper. What are they even thinking? Has been announced. Lenny Henry's written an open letter about it as well, saying that it has to make sure that it includes diversity targets. But we need no such thing here at Talk Radio, for we hit our diversity target every single day by having a diversity review the papers in the diversity paper review. Today we welcome back Mark, and he is a...
Brown.
Excellent. Yeah. What have you got?
Sorry, I got a bit distracted before I came on air because there was a lot of rumours of an office romance, but I won't mention that and embarrass anyone else in the studio.
Well, hold that front page. What?
I was fed information that somebody else who may be in the studio, who may or may not be named Cornelius, may be...
Are you seeing someone?
No, I don't know where this has all come from.
You take that back right now. You said to me the other day that you were going on a date with someone in the office.
Ricky! Interim producer Ricky! Let's the cat out of the bag.
This is a... This all stems from a little joke when one of the team... asked if I wanted to go for a free dinner, and then I pretended she asked me out because someone, who is it, money saving expert or something, have invited us all to their rewards.
Yeah.
And she went out of nowhere, "Con, do you want to go for a free dinner?" And I just went, "Ah, oh, you shouldn't have." You know.
Is it Julia Hartley Brewer?
It is, yeah.
Are you going out with her?
No.
Would you, if she asked?
No.
Why not?
Just.
Will she remind you of your mother too much?
No, I like my mum.
Your mum? Yeah, a bit too much.
Yeah. Thank you, Ricky. Exactly right. For those who are listening for the first time, the news is that Cornelius' own mother...
That's not the news.
It's a news review, it is. Taught him, Cornelius, how to French kiss, because he, Cornelius was going on a Tinder date, and his mum walked him to the bus stop, and he had to admit to his mum he didn't know what to do if he came to a kiss at the end of the night, and his mum... then taught him how to French kiss at a bus stop in front of people with tongues. That is true. Moving on, Mark's got the diversity paper review.
Gosh, I'm slightly... Yeah. Right. talking about diversity...
Yes.
You may have seen this already. Rapper Azealia Banks got into a bit of a Twitter spat with Zayn Malik.
I know. I've heard of No, I did see something about the Twitter spat involving him, but I realised I didn't know who the other one was.
Yeah, Azealia Banks is a US rapper. I believe she's from New York.
Right.
She is black, and she got into a spat, and it quite quickly got a bit ugly when she used words such as curry and Punjab, as well as another offensive word beginning with the letter P that I won't say.
No.
In reference to Zayn. And because of that, Azealia, who I was a fan of till not so long ago,
right,
has been axed from a gig that she was meant to be doing in London later this year.
Right.
She's been dropped from the Born and Bred Festival, which was going to be in Hackney.
So, well, she wouldn't have gone down very well there with
this.
This
is diversity on diversity.
It really is.
Twitter crimes, yeah.
So hang on. So, but Zayn's a diversity.
Yes.
She's a diversity.
Yeah.
And as you rightly say, now you've got diversity on what has happened?
I don't know. I believe this tactic is called divide and conquer, isn't it? Divide and rule. Yeah.
Why is she calling him these? Why is she saying this to him? What's he done to her?
I'm not entirely sure. I think it's to do with he wanted to collaborate with her and she didn't want to collaborate with him.
Right.
And then there was a bit of a spat about who sells more records and who's got more credibility as a musician.
Yeah.
And that's how, I don't know how you get into doing that, but they've ended up in this place.
In a race row.
Yeah, well, I say a race row. Zayn hasn't said anything racist back as far as I'm aware.
Yeah.
So she's just been a bit off.
Yeah.
I mean, disappointed.
I'm disappointed as well. Because, well, you sort of, you know, in this day and age of Twitter and diversity and all the rest of it, right, that's not a route you need to be going down.
No.
On a public, well, at all, but certainly not on a public forum.
Tragically, my opinion means nothing, but I'd like Lenny Henry to come out and mediate between the two of them.
I'd like to see that. They should organise that as a gig.
Yeah.
So, Zayn and, what's her name?
Azealia Banks.
Her. And Lenny Henry. Just discussing it.
Yeah, just talking it.
Just get rid of Question Time one night off BBC. Mm,
yeah.
That's too white anyway, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
And put that on. And then, you know, hashtag diversity.
Yeah, we can have a VT with Julia talking about it.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
Walking through a gardens with the tweets popping up, being like, this is what happened, this is the story so far.
Julia Hartley Brewer commentates on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's only what PewDiePie does, isn't it? When he plays his games and talks about it on the YouTubes. That's all that is.
I don't know who PewDiePie is.
No, neither did I. Reese mentioned it earlier, but I didn't understand. He's a vlogger or something.
Oh, okay.
There's other ones as well.
Yeah, I'm not down with the vloggers.
Nutella, she's one.
Tragically. There's another story in here as well, when I can find it. Oh, you talked about the... I wanted to talk about the clown getting knocked out, but then I heard you talk about it.
Yeah, clown terrorism. I mean, this thing we had, Bubbles the Clown.
It's a growing problem, isn't it?
Well, the thing we mentioned it earlier, I mean, it's worth repeating, because the... this was the story. Well, you tell us the story. It was a clown knockout, right?
Yeah, a clown knocked out a member of the audience in South Wales.
Yeah. But it's just the latest clown attack, as we discovered when we were talking about earlier. The clowns are becoming a problem, a terror group. I mean, it's clown terror.
Yeah.
And this attack on this man is just the latest one.
What you've really got to be worried about is the number of elected MPs who are friends with clowns.
Yes. Exactly, yeah. That takes the problem we discovered earlier was that there are now clown training camps.
Yes.
Where they teach them clown things. Cells, training, they learn to make custard pies, which is why they call Pisces. And they squirt, you know, they learn how to attack people with water squirted from pretend flowers.
Yeah.
The clowns. Mm-hmm. And it's, and they believe, of course, you can't stop, they want, the problem is you can't reason with clowns.
No.
Because they want everyone to become a clown.
Yeah.
And, you know, they have a strong belief that when they go to heaven, there will be 72 tightrope walkers.
All fitted into one car.
All fitted into one, well, as we were saying, where did Al-Qaeda get the idea for the planes? Because clowns drove their cars into the Twin Towers, nothing happened apart from the doors falling off, but that's where Al-Qaeda got the idea. Mm. So this is a big problem. Mm. And what did Bubbles tell us? He said that, what did he say?
They're teaching circus skills in primary schools in Birmingham now.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. It's a shocking state of affairs. So this...
it's kind of clown Trojan horse.
It is. Mm. Yeah. A giant wooden clown full of clowns. That's what we're looking at.
Clownification of the country.
Yeah, we're looking down the barrel of it.
Yeah.
These... let's be clear, it's not all clowns.
No.
Well, I mean, the majority of clowns are fine. Mm. These are just radicalised clowns, aren't they, who believe in in clownism. And it's just the radicals.
Is there any way to tell if the clown that you're watching has been radicalised?
Well, what they do is, you've seen the videos. David Cameron, as we said, has come out and condemned this. You know, the shocking videos of clowns with Western journalists, where they'll threaten them with what they think are buckets of water, but when they actually throw them at the journalists, it's just paper. Paper comes out, and it's shocking.
Horrible.
What else have we got?
One more story. Yeah. In Thailand, three students have been permanently barred from medical school because they've been caught cheating with high-tech gadgets. Which scares me, because I'm wondering if there's any other now doctors who've gone through medical school having cheated using high-tech gadgets.
How do you cheat with a high-tech, what is it, sort of laser scalpel? What?
They wore glasses embedded with cameras to take pictures of test sheets while their smartwatches received answers from someone outside.
Wow. Jeez.
Yeah. And these people could have been doctors.
Yeah.
We're lucky they got caught.
Yeah.
So there could well be doctors out there who haven't been caught. I don't know. I'm worried.
If they were to become doctors, though, why don't they just wear the glasses and watches when they're in theatre and someone can help them out?
That's a good point, actually.
That wouldn't be a problem, then.
That solves the problem.
Yeah,
entirely, actually.
Yeah,
doesn't it?
Fully.
So that's a non-story, because if someone's just telling them what to do anyway, and they just carry that through into their job.
I'm happy I brought this story up with you guys, because I was worried, but now I'm like, actually, this could benefit me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If a doctor who wasn't quite trained was operating on me, but a doctor who was ordered, you know, maybe, because you might not end up with the best doctor anyway, but what if the best doctor was outside, or on the golf course where they live, right, just feeding instructions as to what to do via Apple watches, other watches are available, and glasses, that then problem solved, isn't it?
Pretty much, yeah. That's a good idea. So maybe these students shouldn't have been barred. Maybe they should have kept their jobs or been kept in medical school.
Yeah, so.
That's all I've got for you today.
Thanks for coming in. That's Mark with the Diversity Paper Review. Thank you very much, Mark. It's 3:30 now. We'll be playing a game of Paul Rossmaster in the next half an hour. Victoria's got the news next.
Talk Radio.
The Culture Secretary has been accused of ideologically driven meddling as he ordered the BBC to provide distinctive content rather than compete for ratings. The corporation will keep its licence fee for the next 11 years and viewers who watch the iPlayer will have to pay for it. While Ofcom will become its new standards watchdog and the National Audit Office will look after its finances. Labour's Deputy Leader Tom Watson says he's worried.
I'm deeply concerned at the manner in which they are changing the governance of the BBC. Will mean that they'll be open to the accusation of political interference, and nobody from any of the political parties should want that.
Leave campaigners have criticised the Bank of England after a warning from the governor that a vote to exit the EU could have a negative impact on the economy. Mark Carney said it may lead to a falling pound, a rise in unemployment, a lack of investment in the UK, or even a technical recession. More patients than ever before are waiting for more than 4 hours to be seen in A&E departments in England. But the NHS argues because of a recent increase in demand, the actual number seen in that target time was the highest ever. The US Secretary of State, John Kerry, has warned corruption is a bigger threat than terrorism. He made the comments at a meeting to tackle the issue where 12 heads of state and more than 40 countries are meeting in London. And the Stone Roses are releasing their first new material for 20 years. Fans of the band, who are playing a series of concerts this summer, have been expecting new material after their symbol Lemons started appearing on billboards and advertising screens across the UK. It'll be played out on our sister station Virgin at 8 p.m. tonight. The weather staying mainly dry overnight, mild in the south with lows of 11 degrees. Tomorrow's going to be largely fine and cloudy. There's more in half an hour.
Delaney, live at Drive on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. It's an A to Z of original afternoon entertainment with the most well-connected man in radio.
Give it some lip.
Big opinions, massive guests, all the top stories. Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney. Delaney, live at Drive.
Honking your Delaney!
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Before 4 o'clock, the presenter John Jackson, out of off of our sister station, Virgin, will be playing Paul Rossmaster today. What programme does John Jackson do?
He does a weekend programme.
A weekend.
Saturday and Sunday.
The weekend's John Jackson playing Paul Rossmaster this afternoon. Ahead of that, though, have we seen any news, Corny?
News. My when I use my Hoover, it emits the sound of news.
Is it?
News.
And the bag fills up with news, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, just with sort of cuttings and headlines.
Empty
and
the news. It's quite
scoops.
It's quite complicated, isn't it?
Yeah, I can't get my head around.
Allow us to help, because this in the afternoon is where we, on your behalf, break the news down to its component parts to make it easier to understand. If you do that with the news, of course, what you end up with is Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Trump softens stance on Muslims in USA. Still hates Mexicans though.
The news in haikus. Very quickly. Because we also have today's thought for the day for Satanists, of course, with the High Priest of Exeter Crowley. But just ahead of that, some of your reactions are coming in. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At talk radio.
Start your message with any word you want.
If you've got a reaction, maybe you didn't realise you got a reaction and you just went to put some jeans in the washing machine. You go through the pockets, don't you, just to check there's nothing in there, and you've just found a reaction in there.
I love it when that happens.
Yeah,
I got a reaction.
I didn't even know I got. But sometimes though, it goes the other way, doesn't it? And you put them in with the reaction, and then it runs.
You ruin it.
Yeah, it runs, and then the reaction just stains all the clothes. Mm. Ridiculous. Anyway, if you've got a reaction, send it to us. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Twitter.
And
what have you got there? What reactions are coming in?
Children who are playing out but have been called in by their mothers for tea. Racist thinks they should go back to where they came from.
Yeah.
And a list of Australian clichés says Foster's hats with corks attached to them, kangaroos hot weather, Steve Irwin racism.
Thank you very much. I've got one here that says, John, love the show, Steve. I was listening to my iPod and it was on shuffle and the song What's the Frequency Kenneth by REM came on. And I simply don't understand, John, why it's allowed that people in America and Scotland can know what Kenneth's frequency is, right? Because it's been fully published in America and in Scotland as to the frequency that Kenneth's is. And we in Britain, though, cannot know the details of Kenneth's frequency, despite it being all over the internet. I am sick of Kenneth keeping his frequency secret with a super injunction. Kenneth should come clean. And I expect he had threesomes and a prostitute as well. That's come in. Thank you for that. If you've got a reaction, then send it via that number, what I said. Now, it is time for today's Thought for the Day for Satanists. If you're a regular listener, you'll know that we are an equal opportunities employer, whereby all of the other radio stations with a moment like this, they give you a moment to step off the world, to embrace your own spirituality, but to perhaps look inwards. They do it, don't they, with a pause for thought. And what they do, they have, it's all the same. They have a vicar, maybe, and or an imam, or a rabbi, embracing all of those religions. Your Muslim, your Judaism, your Christianity, and that's fine. But there is a gap, and that gap is people who worship the devil. And because we're an equal opportunities employer, we have our friend of the show. He's the High Priest, Vexen Le Crowley. He's from the Temple of Mephistopheles, that's in Hendon, with his Thought for the Day for Satanists. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Those of us who regularly celebrate Black Mass in the graveyard of St. Barnabas Church at midnight have recently been planning a parish trip to Thailand. It's a chance for a group of Satanists to get away from it all, meditate, and reflect on the works of the Antichrist, and indulge in a six-day hedonistic orgy of alcohol, drugs, and foul sexual practices that would simply be illegal were we to do them in this country. Not that that usually stops us. Just ask that goat from last week. Except you can't, because it's dead. Anyway, as you can imagine, such a trip, that of a group of devil worshippers on a bit of a jolly, comes with its fair share of paperwork. I, for one, needed a new passport, so visited my local post office, where the first thing I noticed was the long queue for the photo booth. As I waited, I silently recalled stories of, in years gone by, the Native American Indians used to believe that a photograph would take a person's soul and destroy it. And I thought, Satan's a lot like that, isn't he? The author of sin will happily harvest and destroy souls. But rather than doing so in order to produce a two-dimensional image on a piece of photographic paper ready to be fixed to a passport, the vile demon of all that is pus simply captures them in order to possess the living and turn them into agents for his evil. And so, inspired by this thought, and when it was my turn, I stepped into the booth, changed into my ceremonial robes, somewhat awkwardly as it goes, the space in those booths is a little unforgiving, and with the curtain across, smeared my own filth across the glass screen they have on the inside. And as I did so, I reflected with no little irony that the son of perdition, the tempter of man, the bringer of dirt, would very much consider this to be a Kodak moment. When my soilage was spent, I made my way out before anyone noticed, taking time only to explain to the staff that I did not require travel insurance, as I have an annual policy which sees me write for Thailand every year. And that should give us all something to think about.
The High Priest, Vexen Le Crowley, there with his thought for the day for Satanists. If you'd like to follow him on Twitter, he's at HighPriest666. Right, it's coming to 20 to 4. Sam Delaney joining us shortly to tell us what's coming up in his show from 4 o'clock. But before that, we will be playing today's edition of Paul Rossmaster. We'll do it next.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Your perfect hotel stay shouldn't mean worrying about the cost of an email. Unlike some hotels, at Hampton by Hilton, emailing, profile updating, downloading, browsing, or blogging on our Wi-Fi is included in your stay. And when you book direct at Hampton.com, you'll also enjoy our best price guarantee. Booking somewhere else? You could always pack a carrier pigeon. Hampton by Hilton. Refreshingly different. Visit Hampton.com for terms and conditions.
Hello, son. Good night.
Shut up, Dad.
I remember nights in Winkers.
Shut up, Dad.
I first knowed your mum.
Oh, shut up, Dad.
Well, with tongues, anyway.
Shut up, Dad.
Ooh, like two starving octopus.
Dad, shut up.
Fed up with Dad's taxi? If you're over 18, you can get your very own Citroën C1 with everything you need, including 3 years insurance, for one monthly payment. Get your own car with Citroën Simply Drive. TCs and excess mileage charges apply. Telematics box required. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited. Citroën UK Limited is a credit broker. The lender is Citroën Financial Services.
Citroën.
Hi, I'm Leo Martino. I'm the guy that bought you the Hedgehog Gutter Brush. I'm here to tell you about our latest clever product, the amazing Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. It lifts, levels and squares up to 120 kilos. If you fit doors, windows and cabinets for a living, you'll wonder how you ever got on with that one. The amazing new Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Pump it, lift it, square it. Available from builders, merchants and stockers nationwide. Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Get one in your toolkit today.
Churchy, I can't do it.
Oh, no.
I know, I'm a car, and I'm scared of the road. It's embarrassing, okay, but I just can't leave the drive knowing there's over a million uninsured maniacs out there.
If you're hit by an uninsured driver, we'll repair your car and make sure you keep your no-claim discount.
Oh, yes.
Oh, thanks, Churchy. Woohoo! Let's hit the A3079.
Churchill, depend on the dog. Source Motor Insurance Bureau Comprehensive Cover and Non-Fault Claims Only. Registration number, make and model of other vehicle required. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Talk Radio, Traffic and Travel.
On the A1M in North Yorkshire, there's barrier repairs, so one lane closed northbound between Junction 44 Branham and Junction 45 Boston Spa. On the M60 at Greater Manchester, there's concrete in the road. It's on the anti-clockwise carriageway between Junction 11 Burton and 10 at the Trafford Centre, so a lane closed and traffic really slow. Southbound M5 in Worcestershire, there's still a broken down vehicle in the roadworks at Junction 5 for Droitwich. It's being recovered, causing delays at the moment. Just one lane closed. I'm Dave Stamford.
As you can see, it's a well-appointed pied-à-terre, ideally suited to a young couple, charmingly unfussy decor throughout, a stone's throw from the lively cosmopolitan nightlife scene with close proximity to local transport links.
Does it come with a roof?
No. It's what we call a fixer-upper.
Whether you're looking to own, rent, primp or pimp a pad, make sure you listen to Home Rule with Martin Roberts. He's the property professor who's slapping on his bricks and mortarboard to give you expert advice on achieving your dream home. Home Rule with Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio. Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon to you. It is Talk Radio. Yes, like what that production said there. We are about to play Paul Rossmaster very quickly, Cornelius. Any reactions coming in? Yes. Anyone reacted?
Lots coming in. Ringo says he'd like to live under the sea in an octopus's garden in the shade.
Right.
And your mum says she doesn't love you.
Thanks very much. It is time to play this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster. It is the knowledge of radio persons tested almost to breaking point. Their knowledge of Paul Ross. The talk set, talk radio full set, we don't know what that means, breakfast presenter. Who is playing today? Ask me that.
Who's playing today?
I'll tell you who's playing today from our sister station, Virgin Radio. It's John Jackson. Hello, John Jackson.
Good afternoon, John. Spelt the correct way.
Spelt in exactly the correct way.
Mm.
Yes. What programme, for those that may not know, do you preside over on Virgin Radio?
Well, weekend afternoons, 2 till 7 on a Saturday, 1 till 4 on a Sunday, just to confuse
that's
everybody.
That's very confusing, isn't it?
It is, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. That's almost idiotic.
Yeah. Not my decision.
Fine. Good. Well, it's lovely to have you here, of course. Let's, you know, a little chat before we do it. Because it's traditional. You know, what, what are your hobbies or something?
I quite like football.
Do you?
I quite like soft drinks.
Yeah, good. Specifically?
Ginger beer.
That is specific, isn't it?
I describe myself on my social media pages as a ginger beer enthusiast, and then I saw someone that I respected quite a lot that was sort of, you know, like verified, basically.
Yeah.
Who said, anyone who says they're an enthusiast of something is a loser.
Right.
Oh.
Got rid of that.
Did you? Take it straight off. On the whim of a verified?
Straight off.
I think that's weak. John.
It's not good, is it?
I
gave in. Had I been verified myself at the same time, I would have kept it and been like, no, Danny Wallace. I'm proud of my enthusiast status.
We're going to play for Rossmaster. What you've got here are three questions.
Sure.
You are trying to get some points.
Okay.
Who's played it for, Cornelius?
Lots of people. Last week, I believe, was Jamie East.
That's correct.
Yeah, Matt Richardson
he got
played it.
Some points.
He got some points.
Matt Richardson, some points.
Some points.
Yes, Tim Cocker.
Some points.
There's been, just sort of looking at the statistics, there's a bit of a pattern between people, Virgin Radio DJs, a lot of them seem to sort of score there about some points.
Some points.
Yeah.
I heard Johnny got some points, didn't he, Johnny Gold?
Johnny Gold.
Mm, Johnny
some
Gold.
Points. Ash's
brother. Yeah.
Got some points.
Some. Oh, that's good.
You are trying to get some points because that will put you at the top of the leaderboard with everyone else who's ever played it. There are three questions, mostly A, B and C answers. Are you ready to play?
I was going to say, I've been swatting up. I had a coffee earlier and I tried to Google the man in question and I was politely asked to leave for some reason. Some kind of blocker came up.
That will happen around here, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it won't help you anyway. Paul Rossmaster, questions about Paul Ross. Here we go. Question number one, John Jackson. Film news. And out for a while now, but I've only just been minded to put it into this quiz. Film news now. Is the moral dilemma war-based film, Paul Ross in the Sky. It tells the story of the weekday talk radio full-set breakfast presenter Paul Ross, who, piloted remotely from an Air Force base in Nevada, is flown over a house in Africa containing members of terrorist group Al-Shabaab. to unleash Paul Ross's weaponry, which is a blend of slightly mundane chat and desperate-sounding guest ideas, would be largely ineffectual, and a young girl selling bread nearby would be unharmed. She's listening to Nick Ferrari on LBC instead. There's much high-level discussion behind the scenes as to whether deploying Paul Ross in the first place was the right thing to do. But Paul Ross in the Sky is not the only radio-based war film that there is.
Okay.
Name the other one. Is it A, Black Trevor Nelson Down, the much-respected and award-winning hip-hop and dance DJ is forced to make an emergency landing after a missile attack by Somalian rebels? Is it B, The Guns of Namone? In 1943, a small commando team is sent to destroy the guns that the Germans have hidden on the Six Music Weekend breakfast presenter Namone. Or is it C, Inglorious Chris Evans?
Glorious Chris Evans. I've not seen any of the films in question. Mm-hmm. I've not,
That's be a guess, then.
I'm just going to go for A, purely because Trevor Nelson's got the shiniest head in popular music.
It's the right answer.
Amazing.
Very good.
Thanks very much.
This is question number two. Seven Wonders of the Ancient World news now, and it was probably nowhere near this day in times of antiquity that the great statue of Paul Ross was completed. The giant Greek mythological god of thunder and Talk Radio Full Set Breakfast weekday presenter Paul Ross stood 43 feet tall and was carved by the Greek sculptor Phidias in around 435 BC. It was made of ivory plates and golden headphones stretched over a wooden framework and depicted the former host of short-lived Sky TV afternoon chat show 1-3 peering through the fogged-up window of a sculpture of a car parked near a secluded roundabout in Maidenhead, peering at two ancient statues inside that were having statue sex.
Okay.
But the statue of Paul Ross at Maidenhead Roundabout isn't the only radio-based wonder of the ancient world.
Okay.
Which other one is the correct answer to this question? Is it A, the Colossus of Gambaccini, a definitely innocent yet enormous effigy of the former Operation U-Tree presenter overseeing the entrance to numerous interns at 1970s Radio 1? He is innocent.
Of course.
Was it B, the lighthouse at Alex Lester? In the 3rd century BC, former Radio 2 overnight presenter Alex Lester served as radio's landmark, keeping sailors off Talk Radio presenter Paul Ross with mirrors and fire. Or is it C, the Hanging Gardens of Julia Hartley Brewer?
I definitely don't want to see the Hanging Gardens of Julia Hartley Brewer, whatever that may mean. I'm just going to just a stab in the dark.
Yep.
A, Gambo.
Is the right answer.
Thanks very much.
Question number three. It's final question. It's a...
I get this right, I get some points, right?
Some points.
Brilliant.
It's a music question.
Okay.
Have a listen to this music. That was, of course, Keep On Loving You by the No One Knows What the REO Stands For band REO Speedwagon. Here's your unrelated question. This week, a space telescope has discovered 100 Paul Ross-like planets just 11 light-years from Earth. The bodies, which are full set, seem to contain the right conditions to support meaningless asinine Twitter polls that are tied to the output of the programme. Here's your question.
All right.
Name five famous spaces.
The band Space.
Good.
The film Space Jam.
Good.
Famous spaces. There's a place I once went to a meeting called Wallace Space in East London, which is like a creative space.
Good. Good. Very good. Yes.
Space Between My Ears.
Yes.
And Space Raiders the Crisps.
Let me tell you. Thank you. Let me tell you what I had written on the card.
Amazing.
Five famous spaces. The Final Frontier.
Mm-hmm.
2001 Odyssey.
Yeah.
The space between my cooker and the work surface.
Oh, yeah. Always a pain to clean.
A crap trap.
Yeah.
In a space, the 1987 film starring Dennis Quaid.
Mm-hmm.
And you very close on this one, Breakout.
Oh, okay.
The discussion areas favoured by management gets at team building conferences.
That's the one. That's what Wallace Space is.
I think you did all right, but we have to go over to Cornelius, who will have scores. He does have to check the system.
Yeah, I've got it out of its case, and I've put in the magnets, so I'll just start it up.
Okay, just check. You've got to check the system.
This is
remember, you're looking for some points.
Okay, this is a very exciting moment.
Yeah. It's a very slow system, though, John, if I'm honest.
It's on Windows 95.
Very slow system. Yeah. It's quite a slow system.
The system.
The management here just don't fix the system. That's the problem.
No.
I mean, you work here. You know, you work downstairs.
Oh,
you
I'm familiar
like.
With the Wi-Fi. Yeah.
It's ready.
Is it?
No. Still not ready.
It's a very slow system. That's the problem.
It's very slow. It's ready now.
Okay, good.
I can confirm that John Jackson from Virgin Radio has scored.
Yes.
Some points!
Is that enough to get into the top of the leaderboard?
Yes, it is! Yes, it is!
Jackson!
I'm over the moon.
Congratulations.
Thanks very much.
You're welcome. You've scored some points. You're at the top of the leaderboard.
That is amazing. This is the best achievement of my life.
In a game of Paul Rossmaster, John Jackson, give me the times again.
Virgin. Oh, 4 till 7 Saturday, 1 till 4 on Sunday.
Sunday. Thank you very much. All right then, it's Talk Radio in the afternoons. Hello, I am John Holmes. It's 5 to 4, and that means in 5 of your actual minutes, Sam Delaney will begin. Hello, Sam Delaney.
Hi, how you doing?
Very good, thanks. What's
a lot of rumours flying around the office about Cornelius's romantic life.
I know, we mentioned it earlier, yeah, so he's going out for dinner with Julia Hartley Brewer or something, is that right?
No, none of that is true.
Alright.
She's married, so she's cuckolding her husband.
That's right.
For Cornelius.
For a sort of wonky-eyed intern.
Very straight, very improbable, one of the most improbable, it's like Lembit Opik and the Cheeky Girls all over again. but, you know, I'd just like to say good luck to you. I quite think that love across both the political and generational divide is a good thing and should be encouraged.
Yeah.
And I think it'll be good for the team spirit here at Talk Radio.
Yeah.
If you start, you know, having it off with JH. Quite a picture. Quite a mental image.
That I cannot now unsee.
Yeah.
What's coming up, Sam?
Lots of that.
Yeah.
And also the BBC have been let off the hook because of, Lovey Geddon on Sunday. Right. After Lovey Geddon, the police have bottled it. Imagine that. Not the police, the Tories. Yeah. I call them the police. Because I see them as interchangeable. And I sort of would always back them. We all think they're these tough nutters, a bit heartless, but they've been cowed by a bunch of loveys. Yeah.
This major reform.
Ceremony.
Major reform of the BBC. Just no.
They're giving them more money.
Yeah,
major reform. Here's some more money to make some more, like, ridiculous programming that no one watches anymore. So we'll be talking about that. And something, the Governor of the Bank of England, who is Canadian, has had the temerity to step into the Brexit debate.
Oh, yeah, he has.
Quite
interesting. Yeah.
So we'll be talking about that too. Plus, in the light of this week's hooliganism outbreaks on the street of Britain, we've got a new hooligan correspondent on the show.
Excellent.
Doing a regular item called Hooligeddon. He is Britain's most dangerous football hooligan. His name's Rudd. I think you've had him on this show.
He's handy.
He's old school.
Yeah.
He is old school. He's proper tasty. And he'll be coming on just giving us a review in the week, the news in hooliganism.
Good work. Sam Delaney with you next on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. Back tomorrow, 1 till 4.
Talk Radio.
We got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.